That's mean-spirited, Mark.
You're listening to KVON 1440 Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country. The following is a KVON sports presentation.
The game is... We'll get further information for you as we progress through the evening. We're going to try to keep you updated on other scores as well. And before we get too involved here with setting the scene on KVON, we want to tell you about a guy who is alongside us who has been named the PA announcer this year for the American Canyon Wolves. So it's just congratulations, Billy Gutierrez.
Thank you, Ira. I appreciate it. Glad to be here. And week zero of the high school football season tonight, and really excited. I was kind of pumped up all day waiting for the game. Obviously, with the other team's bus breaking down, so we got a little extra time. I think they're slated to go off at 7:15. I think they did arrive, but a delay, but not all bad altogether. We get to spend a little more time with you and look at the fans in the field, and everyone seems to be excited, getting ready for the game.
Well, let's set the scene as far as the coaching staff. John Montante is in his first year. He is the fourth coach that American Canyon has had. Can you tell us much about John?
I have yet to meet Mr. Montante, Coach Montante. I know all the other staff with Rapicon being here since inception, Chris Rapicon. You got Xavier Rivers there. Rick Carreri is up from the JV squad. He's been with us a few years. And Bailey Gardner, who was a JV coach also, is the young man who played his high school career at American Canyon. We got most of the same people other than the Coach Montante. Still the same trainers, Miss Davis, and then our football operations is Mike Morowski, who's been here from the inception also.
Another guy that had been around here for quite some time. He was a freshman coach, he was a JV coach, and the last 3 years had been the varsity coach, Larry Singer. And he brought three SCAC titles in those 3 years. Pretty good job.
Yes, he did. Mr. Singer was our culinary teacher. He has moved on and back to his home roots of Kansas. So wish him and his family all the wonderfulness in the world, because he deserves it. But he's off teaching in Kansas, and I don't know if he's going to do any football this year, but he'll be missed. Larry Singer brought great energy and passion to the program, and he was very successful in his three-year tenure here. His first year being my son's coach in 2016, so sad to see him go. But, you know, change is change, and I heard Coach John Montante is qualified, and we're excited to see what he has to bring, Ira.
Absolutely. And we want to remind you, you're listening to KVON 1440 Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country. And we stream on the internet at KVON.com. And we record our football broadcast as we archive them at KVON.com as well. We're talking now with the PA announcer for the Wolf Den Stadium, Billy Gutierrez. And Billy, the program actually got underway back in 2010 with a JV program and a real good football mind in the person of Ian McMillan led the team for 4 years.
Ian built this foundation of this program, did his record speaks for itself. Brought in the Veer, brought in his 3-4 defense. I know Ian now is over at St. Helena doing just a standout job, as always. I mean, Ian's going to win wherever he goes. But his concept and his vision carried us through since, like you said, 2010 all the way to now. It's brought us six straight, Solano County Athletic Conference championships in a row. So, I mean, he set the groundwork, and all these other coaches are kind of prodigies of Ian McMillan. And, I mean, it just speaks volumes of what he's done for the program and where we are today.
Well, one coach that didn't have a chance to do a whole lot because he was only here for 1 year, but that was Ernest Lawson.
Ernie Lawson is down at San Diego State coaching defensive line down there, and he's their coach on the defensive line and doing a great job down there. Ernie Lawson was a great guy, coached under Mr. Lawson, and he carried on again Ian McMillan's packages and his scheme, and didn't miss a beat.
Well, speaking of not missing a beat, here it is, just a couple days into the new school year, and the band is here. Great to see the American Canyon Wolves band coming out here to support their football program.
You know, American Canyon looks strong this year. Watched them last week in their scrimmage. Performed very well, but Ira, as you know, at this time of the year, at the beginning of the years, they're all going to have their little issues. Offensive line is going to be where it ends, and both sides of the line, offense and defense. And I think that's going to be something you're going to notice tonight, is maybe the offensive line needing to get a fast start. I would imagine for both teams to be effective.
Hey Billy, you just hit on a point here, especially start of the season. One thing I've always noticed with teams at the beginning of the season is how tough these kids are, and let's face it, before this school was built, the AC kids came to Vintage, and that's what made Vintage, because the American Canyon kids are tough. And I think that's the key to preseason, is just, how hard do they want to go out and hit the opponent?
Yeah, you got to grind it out, because obviously we've never had size, so we always had to rely on the quickness and the scheme. The scheme is everything, is for offensive line, especially running that veer. Again, the veer is implemented, led by Eddie Birdsong, which will be the bell cow of this team. It's going to start and end with Eddie Birdsong, and then I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised of the junior quarterback, Vance Eschenberg, who I coached when he was 7 and 8 years old. Vance is just a great kid, kind of a student of the game, is very, very knowledgeable, and has taken this veer over and is going to run it and see what we got.
Well, one thing I know you've got, and that is 52 wins over the course of the years that you've been in varsity football action. 52 wins and 29 losses. That's through last year. So that is the sign of a winning program indeed.
It sure is. Sure is.
And you could probably tell us about the JV coach, is Fred Timbrink. Is he?
Fred Timbrink has been with us the last 3 years. Fred has his son who graduated last year, Freddie Timbrink Jr. And Fred is a campus on the campus staff. He's like the director of the campus operations, so he runs like security and stuff like that. One of those guys that's always on the campus, and has been a staple here. And his wife also works for the school, so it's kind of a family affair with the Tim Brinks. Freddie heading up take it over for Coach Dennis this year, and heading the JV program, which they said they're very excited about our JV program, which they won't play tonight because Deer Valley does not have a JV program, so that's where we're at with that.
Anyway, the size of the staff is not that large. When I look over at Deer Valley, they have 11 football coaches listed on their varsity.
Almost as big as their roster. I believe I seen the updated roster. They're like at 44, but they have a lot of staff, a lot more than we have, I think, as far as staff.
Well, anyway, we're going to look forward to your job as the PA announcer this year. I know you're excited about that.
I appreciate it. I am excited. I always love to talk, so I get the. I guess I got my my wish here. So I guess you got to be careful what you wish for, right, Ira?
Well, I tell you, you know so much about American Canyon football. We are always so privileged and pleased to have you with some of your commentary as we progress through the season, and we'll look forward before our broadcast, and we have all five of your home games on the radio this season.
Outstanding. can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be great. It's high school football, and nothing gets your juices flowing like watching a little football, right?
Okay, well, I know you got to get over there to your other microphone.
Thanks so much.
So when you have a chance, just stick your head in here, and particularly when you have some information to pass along.
Enjoy, guys. Thank you so much.
Like the start of the football game.
Billy Gutierrez, Ira.
Yeah?
He's great. He's great media. He's great information for us here at American Canyon. And he's been right along with this program from the very beginning as well. It's super.
Speaking of very beginning, we have a new engineer that we want to announce. And he was an intern. Now he's a member of our staff at KVON. So we would like to shout out to Angelo Lyons, who is joining us. And this is his first night as far as handling the board on our broadcast. So if you know something a little different, it might take a little bit, but we're going to work things out very smoothly. So, Angelo, welcome to our broadcast of high school football. This is the first of the season. Kent, last year, the American Canyon Wolves had 7 victories and 4 losses. They went too deep in the playoffs. They hosted a team from River Valley, that's in the Yuba City area,
right.
And they won that game 17-10, but then they had to go to Manteca on the second round and should even pass on the score, but it was 62-32 was the final. They lost that one.
You know, Ira, it just goes to show, you know, the deeper you go in the playoffs, the deeper the competition and the tougher it is. And you're going to come up with some teams that have big numbers, big enrollment schools, and you got to be healthy. You know, you just to get through all the 4 games of the playoffs, let's face it, you have to be a little bit fortunate in that you don't have any injuries or key injuries and that your players are healthy. And they're executing very well, and that makes it tough, you know, after a long season. But I tell you, I just reviewing this new league, Ira. That's what's got me has me excited. This new league is
well, not only new league, we can also talk new mascot for Napa High.
Oh, I don't know if you want me to talk about.
No, I know, but anyway, it was interesting to hear some of the comments. As you may have heard, Napa High did name its new mascot today. It was during their school lunch break. It was in the quad there. They had the marching band performing, and they had a member of the football team, Johnny Torres, and he was out there to tell what happened on the vote and announce that the new mascot for Napa High is Grizzlies.
Formerly the Napa High Indians.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they had to choose a new mascot identity because the Napa Valley Unified School District Board of Education said the imagery was not right. And anyway, they had a mascot committee then consisting of students, parents, staff, and alumni, and they submitted 8 choices. So the students were limited to the 8 choices. And then the students and the staff voted on Wednesday of this week. That was the first day of school. Then they had a runoff election yesterday during the 4th period as far as those top 2. And one of the students' reaction when asked said, "Grizzlies, that's dumb." Anyway, but you get a variety of opinions. It was suggested that the word Napa actually means grizzly in a Native American language. I don't know if you've ever heard that or not, but they said that was a connection to the school's original Indian identity, how Napa got its name. Kent is just holding back.
Like a lot of other Napa High alumni, as I am, it will always be the Napa High Indians, and we're proud of that, of the heritage, and saw no reason for the change whatsoever. But back to the league, Ira, you know, Napa, with all the political things that have been going on at that school over this last year or two, it's definitely going to be a long season for Napa. They have a new coach. It's the athletic director. It's who's going to take over as the head coach. But you know, it's going to be. I'm anxious to see them play. How they play? Are they tough? You know, are they tough like the old Napa High School guys? You know, under Troy Mott and Jesus last year. Do they play hard-nosed football? I mean, what are these kids going to? How are they going to respond to all this? Because if you think about it, the pressure's on these kids. Because everybody's going to watch them thinking that they're going to go in the tank. So it's going to be up to these kids to show the community, number one, show the school and show their peers that, no, they're not going to lay down. They're going to play hard and they're going to be tough and they're going to compete. But right now, Ira, I got to go. I got to go with American Canyon here with their speed. And, of course, with the Vintage Crushers under this new league, I look at those as the top two teams. Obviously,
of course, we don't know much about Casa Grande and Petaluma.
Casa Grande, and I know they have a new coach, but Petaluma, it'll be interesting. But right now, I look for American Canyon and Vintage to compete, you know, to win this league outright.
While we are getting set to broadcast the American Canyon Deer Valley contest, such interesting news as far as the school mascot name released today. So we have a delay in the start of the game, so we wanted to spend a little time to kind of set the scene on this mascot. We know the name. Now they have to create a new logo. So they're forming a new committee for that aspect. They were not given a timeline or even a goal for that matter, but they would hope at what they call the big game against Vintage that they would have a mascot representing Napa High, because Vintage will have the Crusher out there. As you know, that is a part of it. But apparently school spirit the last couple years has not been going up, put it that way, because of the controversy of the Indian scene. But hopefully that will die down, and we'll go on. Time to move on, and we'll be calling Napa the Grizzlies, I guess. Kent won't be doing that.
Probably. Formerly the Indians.
Formerly the
Napa
Indians.
Napa High, formerly the Indians.
Okay. All right, we're going to get back here in just a little bit and set the scene as the team from Antioch has arrived. They are on the field now taking their warm-ups. They have white jerseys with kind of teal trim and large teal numerals, and they have the black pants with the green stripes on them.
I think they had a fashion designer come in and design those uniforms. Those are very sporty, classy looking, a lot like the Jaguars out of Jacksonville there, Ira. Uh-huh. Same kind of color scheme.
And the American Canyon outfits are black.
Black with the gold numbers, which
they
can see fairly
Vegas,
well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Anyway, that's just setting the scene. So we'll be back and continuing along here with our extended pregame prior to the kickoff of the football season here from the Wolf Den Stadium in American Canyon after these messages. Welcome back now to Wolf Den Stadium in American Canyon along with Kent Fry. This is Ira C. Smith. And later on in the season, we'll be joined with Dino Alessio, who is our ace statistician. He had a conflict and could not be with us tonight, so unfortunately we'll not be able to provide you with all those excellent statistics that Dino comes up with. And as you know, Kent, he is a master at that.
He really is. It's amazing how he can keep track of yards gains and who carries, who throws, who catches. At the pace of the game, Ira, he is amazing. That's a good word for him. Unbelievable. You know, we should have fans come up here just to watch Dino.
Yeah. Let me tell you a little bit about Deer Valley now. We've talked about American Canyon Wolves, this being their ninth year. Deer Valley is located over in Antioch. Last season was kind of a down season. They had a lot of close games, but they ended up with a record of 2 wins and 8 losses. They're in a very tough league, though, that Bay Valley League. And, Kent, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but they have some excellent teams over there.
They truly do, Ira. And it is tough. It's good competition. And, you know, to get through that league healthy, that says a lot right there.
Robert Hubbard is in his fourth year as the head coach. In addition to that, he does something that I admire of him. He teaches special education. And I think it takes a special person to do that. And he is that kind of a person. The enrollment there, at least the last time I was able to check it, was 2,431. So it's a large enrollment there at Deer Valley.
That's a big school, and you know that should have lots of numbers there at the program, and you know, to draw from. So that's a feather in their hat, if you will, to have that many kids to draw from.
Yep. You had asked earlier about some of the background on John Montante. He was an assistant in Community College And that was just last year at Chabot College in Hayward. He worked with the offensive line there. But prior to that, he was 3 years at Gavilan College over in Gilroy. And he was, he said, co-offensive coordinator and then helped with the offensive line, too. He's from Monterey, went to Monterey High School, and then went to Cal State, Monterey Bay. And he's had some other high school coaching experience as well. But we don't want to bore you and go back and time that far to tell you about the new coach, John Montante, here for the American Canyon Wolves.
Well, you know, that's a lot of experience there at the junior college level, Ira. And, you know, and usually the junior college programs run a lot of spread offenses and so forth. And the coach here has brought, you know, he's sticking with that. Not necessarily the veer, but he's sticking with a base option package out of a single back with a wing and a slot, and their jump motion, either the wing or the slot. So basically it's like double wings, if you will. And by the snap of the ball, they're in the I formation. And it's a lot like Coach Les Franco used to run it at Vintage High School. So it's nice to see that the coach is going to establish a good, solid running game and then work the passing game off the play action. You know, and coming from the JC level where they just, you know, throw 90% of the time, this is good to see for high school football.
Well, we have the teams finishing up their warm-ups. To our right are the Wolves, and to our left, and now they're starting to huddle up there, the teal and black and silver from Deer Valley, as we're not too far away from the start of this football game. And maybe at halftime, if we can get Billy over here again, we'll ask about some of the outstanding players of just recent years. And you fans that are listening in the American Canyon area will reminded of such names as Jomon Dotson, Joey Dotson, Chris Cisse, Game On Howard.
Love that name, Game On. Just love it.
Yeah, he was tremendous. Anthony Gobert and Andrew Rappacon. We're going to try to get Andrew up here. I asked his father if that was a possibility. He was at UC Davis at one point. I'm not sure if he's still there and playing, but we hopefully can get his father refers to him as Drew. So I'm not sure if I should call him Andrew or Drew.
Sure, yeah. A lot of tradition already being started at this school, though. A lot of, you know, the older brothers have been playing, the younger brothers coming up through, and that's just how tradition starts, Ira. But, Ira, I know we didn't have a JV game here, but a quick update there from Wilsey Wood and Vacaville. The Vintage JVs with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter are up 34-7. Vintage JVs up 34-7 over the Wilsey Wood Wildcats.
And that's the first game ever in that new stadium,
that's
which
right.
is right there on the campus.
That's
of
on the
Wood.
Campus. You're not playing at Vacaville High School no more. That's right.
Right. That previously they had been over there. Just want to mention for you fans tuning in for the Napa Silverados, Jeff Safford is broadcasting the game, but it is on the internet. You go to mixlr.com, or you can go to the Silverados website. That's probably an easier thing to do. Just go to Silverados website, but you can also get it there at mixlr.com/Napa. Dash Silverados, but their games will be broadcast on the internet while we are broadcasting Friday night football. Not only that, we've got some Saturday night football coming up. In fact, just looking to next week, we have doubleheader on Friday night on KVON. It'll be Acalanes of Lafayette against the Vintage Crushers, and that is on AM, while on FM, it'll be Healdsburg at Justin Siena. That could be a good game, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Then the following night, Saturday, August 25th, it will be Napa High, our first opportunity to see the Grizzlies as they're there. But to show you how much anticipation Kent has for that, he won't be with us for that game. We're trying to talk to him and have him come to some of the Napa game.
But I know you have a great stand-in, which I think I'm going to lose my job to. Ira, tell us about that stand-in you have coming in.
Well, He is just learning football, but no, his name is Troy Mott, and he does a great job. He really knows football. He has played it. He's coached it. He knows all about Napa High. He's just a tremendous individual, and we are so fortunate that while Kent has a conflict next week, that Troy Mott will join us for the broadcast of Napa football next Saturday night. And so we have Vintage on Friday night and Napa on Saturday night. And, you know, it was nice coming here tonight, Kent, to arrive at Wolf Den Stadium and see a familiar face. This is the new athletic director.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I mean you.
Huh? You know, and I thought you were talking about our buddy sports writer Vince Diadamo, but absolutely, the new athletic director.
Yep, and that is a Vintage graduate, Nate Wilkins, and I think he was in the same class as my daughter Heidi.
And I believe he said he graduated 92 or 93 or
yeah, I think 93. And anyway, he's the athletic director. Really likes the job. Of course, he's new. This is just getting started for him. And the first thing on his first football game, the other team, the opposing team, calls up and said, "Hey, our bus broke down. We're not sure when we can get there."
Well, you know, you got to have a few wrinkles in you know, trying to get the inaugural game off. You know, it looks like we have it'll be starting here in a little over 6 minutes, according to the scoreboard there, Ira. But he was telling me earlier he didn't have to hire the head coach. They were both hired at the same time. So, what a big responsibility or burden that was taken off his plate right there at the get go. So that was nice. He's able to step right in and. Boy, does he enjoy it here. He really likes it.
Yeah, he does.
And what a tradition he comes from the families, you know, the two families of his
side. Oh, yeah, the Steens on one side.
Steens and the McCalls and the McConnells.
The McConnells.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had so many people that we knew in common. Plus, as I said, my daughter was in his same class. He knew Heidi. And anyway, it's good to get out here and get the football season underway, and we're going to do it. We're just not sure when, but very short. It was set for a 7 o'clock kickoff. The reason they had moved it to 7 instead of 7:30 was that Deer Valley does not have a JV team. And, Ken, what was interesting is that American Canyon started out to have a freshman and a JV football team, as well as a varsity team. They were going to have three different teams. In fact, Fred Tenbrank was going to coach the JVs. He still is. And then In Anderson was going to coach the freshmen. But they decided to consolidate and put the freshmen in with the JVs, so there will no longer be a freshman team for American Canyon this season. And Napa High does not have a freshman team either.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, Ira. I mean, some of these freshmen may not see the playing time, but playing with the sophomores, you do get more stability and you do get better practices, because you will have a freshman pushing that sophomore for that starting position. And if the freshman doesn't win that spot, he's going to become a much better football player playing right behind that sophomore in practice every day. And so when they the following year, when he's the sophomore, he'll have someone pushing him, but he's going to be that much better. It's good competition.
We'll be back in a moment, as we'll probably be very close to the national anthem and the kickoff for tonight's game. It's American Canyon hosting Deer Valley in the opening of the high school football season. We'll be back in just a moment. We have the start of the football season just about here, as they have gone out to the center of the football field, had the flip of the coin, and here's Kent Fry.
Well, Ira, I'm looking forward to this. Boy, I've been looking forward to football all year long, and we're going to have our national anthem here, Ira, but it's going to be exciting for the kickoff.
All right, we're going to see if we can pick up the band with their rendition of the national anthem. So we'll see just how that goes here from Wolf Den Stadium, as the officials are forming at the 45-yard line toward the south end of the field.
Oh,
Well, we mentioned that the band was here, but it was a choral group that sang the national anthem.
Did a good job there, Ira. But
Yeah, I hope they could hear it. We were not positioned where we could get our microphones close to that performance. But take our word for it. It's very well done. And we're just about ready for the high school football season to kick off on KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country. Along with Kent Fry, this is Ira C. Smith. Angelo Lyons is our engineer, and we have the officials coming over toward the sideline. On the near sideline, we have the American Canyon Wolves, and over on the far sideline, the Deer Valley Wolverines, as they are going to be getting set to receive. And we have not had a chance to talk to their coach nor find out anything about their players because they just arrived after the time that we were supposed to be well on our way in the first quarter.
Well, Ira, we'll discover what kind of defense they're going to run and what kind of option they're going to run here as they prepare to take the kickoff from American Canyon.
Well, we have a big guy, Jose Luis Lopez. He's about 6'5", weighs about 240 pounds. He is a big guy. We'll also see him in there at tackle position on the offense and probably see him some on the defense, too. But that's a name you're going to hear quite a bit this season. Jose Luis B. Lopez. He uses the two first names and a middle initial. And he tees up the ball at the 40-yard line, going from our right to our left. And the Deer Valley team getting set to set up their return as they put five players right at the 50-yard line. Four of them are back at the 30. And then the two deep back at about the 10-yard line. The referee blows his whistle. Here's the approach and the kick from Lopez going way back, soars and goes into the end zone for a touchback. What a leg.
Yeah, that's great, Ira. That's a great weapon. That just pins the offense of Deer Valley right on the 20-yard line right off the get-go.
So, again, we haven't even had a chance to talk to the coach about his players, let alone a starting lineup for the team. So we will pick that up as we go along here. And that includes finding out who the quarterback is going to be. One guy we're going to watch is number 20. Joshua Scott is his name. And also number 23, Patrick Robinson. They will be in the backfield, and they will do a lot of the carrying. The quarterback is Scott. Joshua Scott has the split formation as he takes the ball and is going to run with it over right tackle. He gets out to the 25, spins there, ducks down, and moves again for about another 3 yards as they try to stop him there back inside the 25.
Quite a few Wolves there on the tackle, led by Alec Hoover, number 15.
Yeah, but that got it all the way out to the 29-yard line. So in traffic, he still picked up 9 yards on the play. Joshua Scott, last year, he rushed for 619 yards. He was their leading rusher. His longest was 39 yards last year. They use a double wide out to the left side and a tight end on the right side with two setbacks in the backfield. And Scott takes the snap, goes to his left this time, finds an opening, gets across the 30, has a first down, and is stopped at the 34-yard line.
Yeah, Ira, that's basically their weapon right now just off these two plays. Like you said, set up in a mid-slot with the two wideouts out there. Then they put the backs to the left side as well, and with the single tight end on the opposite. He's just running behind his lineman.
Yeah.
Everybody's just blocking straight up, zone blocking. He's picking a hole and going.
In fact, the information that we received from Deer Valley, we will try to pick some of this size up on that line, too. They look to be pretty big out there. We'll see what American Canyon can do to counter that size. So, two setbacks. Double wide to the right, and again, Scott carries across the 35. He's out the 40, gets a block there, moves across to the 45 where he's dropped, but gets out to his own 45-yard line for another first down. He picked up 10 yards on that run.
Yeah, and that was Billy Bondini that brought him down, the safety. So not good when your safety's making the tackles, Ira. Again, those two backs, Ira, that are offset on the wide receiver side, they're just overloading one side, and he's just running right behind him. They got the big fullback set up and the tailback right behind him, and he's just running right behind him.
Joey Padilla is going to shift from the backfield and go wide out to the left, almost in a slot formation. Two setbacks. Scott takes the snap, goes to the left side, doesn't find an opening, swings out, finds one there, gets by one as he slipped over a tackler and gets across midfield, and then steps out of bounds as he gets the ball into the Wolves' territory. At the 49-yard line.
Good pickup of six and a half yards there, Ira, on that first down. Boy,
so far it's been just Scott.
And that's all it is. I mean, he's a great runner. He's just picking his holes. It's just straight-up zone blocking, running behind. The wide routes are blocking downfield. The two offset backs are leading the way.
Yeah.
Just straight-up zone. Look at the size of that fullback, Ira. I got to get a weight on him.
Reggie Hill comes way out to the right on this play, and Scott takes the snap and goes up the middle. Oh, he is hit there and dropped as he got maybe a couple yards to about the 47-yard line, and a nice defensive stick.
Yeah, number seven, Ira. I don't have a number on him. I'm not too sure who it is for American Canyon.
Yeah, with all of these numbers and all we have, and this was the latest roster that we got. We got that just this evening before the game.
Coming up from the safety spot. See if I can figure that out.
Oh, it is Brandon C.
Okay.
Yeah, Brandon C, who originally started out with a different number, but he has that number now. So it is third down and a couple yards to go. Scott hands off this time, and they give the ball over to Robinson. And Robinson looks like he's picking up the first down. He had to battle his way from the left side of that line to pick up the extra yard that he needed for the first down, but he was able to get it, I think.
Yeah, you know, he got 4 yards. They needed about 3.5, and he got 4. Just good straight-up drive blocking there, giving it to the tailback.
Boy, that march is taking them down now to the inside the 44-yard line of the Wolves.
Look for them to go back to Scott here again, Ira. Well, maybe not. They got a single back now.
Yeah, and that is Patrick Robinson taking the snap from the shotgun, pitching it out to the right flat, incomplete. The first pass goes to Joey Padilla, who is only 5'8", weighs about 120 pounds, not one of the bigger players that you'll see on the team.
We got a personal foul, Ira, roughing the passer.
Oh, boy. Not good for the Wolves. Well, this Wolverine team here for the first game of the season seems very organized.
Yeah, they're doing a great job. They just come up. That time they started out in their doubles with a single back, motioned over to Trips. We're going to throw it to the short back there, and then incomplete pass, but roughing the passer call.
So that moves the ball to the 31-yard line in Wolves territory at the 31. We have just inside of 9 minutes to go in the first quarter. No score in our ball game here at American Canyon High School. At Wolf Den Stadium, the ball at the far hash marks inside the 30. Call it the 29-yard line. The referee is signaling that take a timeout. They did not have the yardage markers set,
right,
which are located on the far side of the field from our broadcast vantage point, which is on the west side of the field. Scott hands off, and they get inside the 25-yard. Fumble the ball there as Patrick Robinson was hit hard, and the ball came loose. It's recovered by American Canyon, but let's see if he was down.
Another flag, Ira.
Patrick Robinson took a heavy hit, and when he went down, the ball came flying out. Now the question was his knee down? We have to look at this at a replay.
We have to look at, was his knee down, and also what is the flag?
Yeah, they're sorting it out now, the officials, down about the 20-yard line. This is a big call right here. Mark Thomas saying,
face mask.
Against the Wolves. Ooh, that's a biggie. That'll give him an automatic first down plus half the distance to the goal line. 8:44 to go. We're in the first quarter. No score in our game. Had a delayed start because of the bus coming from Antioch breaking down. Here we go. First down now as they get the ball at the 15-yard line. They don't even have the yardage markers out there now as far as the yards to go.
now the officials is asking them, come on, guys.
It's first game of the season for the crew.
So
the
now,
chain game.
Now the crew picks up the yardage markers. They had laid them down on the ground and it gone about 10 yards away from the markers. Now they've got them set at the 15 and at the 5-yard line. And Scott takes the snap, passes out in the right flat, just off the fingertips of Joel Padilla. So they're 0 for 2 in passing.
Yeah, same play they tried to run before the pass play where they had the roughing the quarterback call. Just motioning back, they start out in doubles. The far side inside receiver motions over to make it trips, and they just throw a quick screen to him.
So it's coming up now on a second down. Joshua Scott, their quarterback, is a 6-foot, 165-pound senior, very versatile. Play various positions. He will take the snap, and he keeps the ball. He fakes to the halfback, goes to the left side, cuts inside the 10, still going, bounced out of bounds at about the 8-yard line, maybe down as far as the 7-yard line, but just shy of a first down.
You got to like Scott. He just ran an option there, Ira. He just rode the lone tailback there, rode him and saw the defensive end crashing down on the back, pulled the ball and stepped around the corner and got a good gain of 8 yards there.
When he put the fake and looked like he was going to hand off to Patrick Robinson, that pulled the defenders in that direction, and that left a little hole, and that's all Joshua Scott needed. He's ready now from the shotgun formation. He takes a snap and starts to run, moves inside the 5-yard line, gets down to about the 3-yard line, and a host of the tacklers come in from the American Canyon Wolves, but it's another first down. So, Kent, that's going to make it first down and goal to go here with 8:20 to go in the first quarter. We don't have a score yet, but Deer Valley looks like they're going to take care of that very shortly.
Yeah, I don't know why even they tried to pass those two attempts. They got a good running game going here. Till American Canyon makes the adjustments on defense. They're just going to keep feeding the ball to the quarterback, Scott.
From the shotgun, two wides to the left, one out to the right, one out to the left. A single setback. That's Robinson. He fakes to Robinson, rolls out, looks to pass, fires into the end zone. Incomplete. Intended for Kobe DeShore, a 6'1", 200-pound junior, just out of his reach.
And I'm going to say it again. I don't even know why they're trying to pass him because they're running at will right now.
0-for-3.
And yeah, 0-for-3.
Well, actually, yeah. So that stops the clock. 7:51 to go here in this first quarter. Scoreless so far. Second down, goal to go. The ball is at the American Canyon 3-yard line as they come up over the ball. They have Benson is the center. And from the shotgun, Scott pitches it back now to Robinson. Tries to turn the corner in the outside, and he can't get out there. Good coverage over there on that play. And one of the players was Gaviola.
Yeah, Gaviola and Bodoni there as well. And that time they got off the blocks from the wide receiver. Just kind of ran a powerhouse USC sweep there, Ira. Toss sweep, and the DBs were able to get off their blocks and come up and make the tackle.
All right, big play now for the defense for American Canyon. They lost a couple yards on the last play. The ball is at the 5-yard line where it is third down. And they have Patrick Robinson in the backfield. Now they bring a big fullback in there just to the...
it's going left side.
Yep. And he takes the ball left side, the 5, the 4, the 3, the 2, the 1, and he stumbles into the end zone for a touchdown. So the first touchdown of the season is scored by Joshua Scott. He is one of the captains for this Deer Valley team, and he takes most of the plays down the field and then into the end zone from 5 yards out.
And I was wondering when they're going to come back to the big fullback. That big fullback is actually a defensive tackle guard, number 51, Cameron Jones. Remember William Perry, the fridge.
He's only 5'8", but weighs 254.
Yeah, and he's just leading up. He's just running right behind him. The tail block's coming up behind Cameron Jones. So you got two lead blockers there. And Scott's just picking the hole and dancing through.
Then they're going to go for two as Scott lines them up, but there is a whistle. And a timeout is asked by the Deer Valley Wolverine. So they were getting lined up to go for two and then call the timeout.
Yep. Maybe they don't have a kicker. I don't know. We haven't seen them kick off yet. But boy, what a running game, and what a talent with Joshua Scott.
Yeah, you know, it's too bad that over there at Deer Valley they do not have a JV team, and so they just have the one squad, but they have 11 coaches
one
squad.
And with the enrollment of the school, you think there'd be plenty for a JV team.
Yeah,
I don't know what's
2,400
going on.
And some there. But I guess there are other things that occupy their spare time. And so we've got the big extra point try. It's going to be a two-point conversion attempt. Logan Fontaine comes out there. He's a 6-foot, 170-pound senior. His duty is going to be to do some blocking. And going into the backfield is Logan Fontaine. He's also out there to block. It's unlikely that he's going to be handed the ball. It'll probably be either Scott or Robinson as they line up in the shotgun formation. Scott takes the snap, gives to Robinson. He turns the corner at the 5, goes into the end zone without being touched. And they get the two-point conversion. There's timeout here at Wolf Den Stadium. We're just inside of 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. And our score is Deer Valley from Antioch 8. American Canyon Wolves to receive the kickoff. We'll be back in a moment. Well, Ken, it is the football season, and getting off to a good start, the Deer Valley Wolverines.
Yeah, Ira, they just marched down the field there and ran the ball at will with Joshua Scott leading the way. That two-point play, Ira, was just a toss sweep. The wide receiver came down, made a great crack back block on the safety outside linebacker, which freed up that running back for the 2 points. AC needs to do a better job at communicating in the defensive backfield, and obviously the coaches are going to start making adjustments on the sidelines to counteract that running game.
Well, it's Reggie Hill that's going to be teeing up the football, a 5'10 sophomore, weighs about 175 pounds, and Kaveh Gaviola drops back deep along with Brandon C. C off to the left, and Gaviola off to the right side, and we're set now as Reggie Hill holds his arm up in the air. The referee gives a signal, and here we go. There is an onside kick attempted, and it goes out of bounds at the 45-yard line. How about that, trying to pull a surprise with an onside kick here on their first...
It's not a bad play, Ira, especially at the beginning of the season. Unfortunately, the kick was there, but no one jumped on the ball. Either team jumped on the ball.
But the Wolverines were closer to the ball, actually, than the Wolves.
That's what I'm getting at, is the Wolverines could have jumped on that ball before it went out of bounds. And boy, I tell you, they're getting caught here early in the season, early in this game, Ira.
Yeah, so, well, they get the break, and that gets the ball is at the 44-yard line, but there was a penalty, apparently. And so they moved the ball for 5 yards. Did you get the call?
It's a legal procedure on the kicking team.
So that takes the ball to the 49-yard line. Still in Wolves territory, though. As they come up, the quarterback is Eschenberg. Puts a man in motion. That's Del Rosario. And the fist goes to Del Rosario. He's at midfield. The 45, the 40. Boom! He got tackled from behind by Hill. Reggie Hill shot in there some way and was able to bring down Justin Del Rosario.
Just chased him down, Ira, but what a great play. They come out the double wing. The left wing back jumped. So the snap of the ball is in the eye, and they just ran an option toss. And the seal block was there. Faked a dive back, tossed to the wing back in motion, and off to the races he was.
Tyler Gwynn goes out wide to the right side. There's a wide out to the left side as well, and a single setback. And the quarterback keeps the ball, and he then fires it down the sideline to the 30, 25, 20. There's a fly comes out as going into the end zone is Del Rosario. But Justin Del Rosario... touchdown is going to be negated, I imagine.
I'm thinking lineman downfield, maybe, Ira.
Yeah, that was a broken play. Pass did not even seem to be
Eschenberg was behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. The officials were correct on that call.
And it was a broken play, but good heads up by Eschenberg there.
Yeah. Vance Eschenberg, the quarterback, is 6 feet tall. He weighs about 176 pounds, and he is only a sophomore. And Del Rosario, is only a junior as well. So they've got a bunch of underclassmen that are on this varsity squad.
We heard Billy talk about that they had a great JV program and from last year and coming up, and a lot of young kids here.
So that is a major penalty and takes the ball all the way back to where this series started at their own 49-yard line. Just over 6 minutes to go. We're in the first quarter. 8-0 is the score. Deer Valley of Antioch has the lead. American Canyon with the football. Eisenberg takes the snap from under center. Keeps the ball on the option. Now pitches it back. A bad pitch. And it's recovered by Deer Valley back at about the 35-yard line.
Yeah, Eschenberg just needs to do a better job at reading that option and make a quicker decision, Ira.
Yeah.
He saw the safety came up. The safety came up to take the quarterback. He either needs to keep the ball and pitch. He decided to keep, and then at the last moment decided to try to make a pitch, and it was not there.
He's nervous. You can imagine. Yeah, his first game on the varsity.
And the option, Ira, as a quarterback, it takes time and time and time and time and more time just to get that under your belt and get the confidence.
First varsity game, and he's at the butterflies. Well, Hill goes out to the left side now as Deer Valley takes over on the offense, and Joshua Scott from his own 40-yard line takes the snap and drops back to Pat. He's getting rushed. He gets by one, gets by another, goes to the left there, inside the 35, down to the 30, tries to tight walk down the left sideline, and he is driven out of bounds at about the 26-yard line.
And, boy, they had him twice, Ira, not once, but twice in the backfield. So elusive.
I thought they were going to get a sack there.
Yeah, that's what I say. He had him twice, and just his elusiveness and quickness was able to allow him to escape and make the 9-yard gain.
Well, as he goes out of bounds and stops the clock now with 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter, 8-0 is the score. Deer Valley not only with the lead, but they have the football back using the shotgun formation with a single back, double wides out to the right, single wide to the left, and Scott, the quarterback, takes a snap, rolls out to his right, gets a block at the 25. He's hit there, and looks like that Eddie Birdsong was able to bring him down at about the 21-yard line. So that's going to be enough for a first down again. Yeah, they run the ball so well.
They just march at will right now. They're definitely going to have to do some halftime adjustments, Ira. And, even before halftime, obviously, on the sideline. Coaches upstairs here need to be in communication with the coaches downfield. What's going on?
Well, they're bringing Kurt Della in on that line. And Eddie Birdsong, who made that last stop, comes out of the defensive lineup. As we resume play, Scott, the quarterback with a single setback, fakes a handoff, keeps the ball, and moves inside, spins away from one, gets by another, goes inside the 15-yard line, down to the 13, and close to the 12 when he is tackled and finally brought down. What good moves by Scott.
I tell you, he just, they had him stop for a loss back there in the backfield, able to escape. Ira, I tell you, Dino would be in a dream adding up his yardage on his carries.
Absolutely. Not too much activity yet for the Wolverines because the Wolverines have been containing action here in this first quarter of play. Scott, on a long count, takes the snap and hands off now to Robinson up the middle. Sidesteps one, gets away from another, and gets into the end zone, even though that Billy Biondi was there grabbing him and trying to spin him around, and he was able to spin right into the end zone.
Ira, that was way too easy.
Oh, dear,
he literally walked in the end zone. The hole, you and I could have gone through that hole, Ira, way too easy. American Canyon's defense needs to come together, make the adjustment, and stop this running game of Deer Valley.
So they come up to the line. Now they lead 8-0 here with 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And they position Logan Fontaine in that backfield, but he'll be there for blocking. Scott from the takes the snap and pitches it over to Robinson. Robinson is hit in the backfield, and they finally bring him down for a loss. But good pursuit turned in that time by a Perez, Antonio Perez, Sr.
Yeah, they tried to run the toss, this time to the left, and that time American Canyon was waiting for it. Ira, I have a feeling they don't have a kicker or a kicker who can kick the extra points. That's why they're going for the 2 points after the touchdowns.
Yeah, well, anyway, after the touchdown, they tried for that two-point conversion, which was unsuccessful. So that makes it 14 to nothing with 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And the Wolves are going to have to wake up.
Absolutely, Ira, and wake up big time here on defense. I'm surprised, you know, they haven't brought more linebackers up or crowd the line of scrimmage a little bit more. Let's see what they do the next time. It's obviously, they need to get on the board themselves without a turnover.
Well, we'll see what they can do in returning this. They had Gaviola and C dropping back inside their 10-yard line. And Reggie Hill set to kick off now for Deer Valley, leading 14 to nothing here in the first quarter. And here's his approach. And they try an onside kick again. It bounces high, and they there's a battle for it. It looked like that Deer Valley had recovered, and then the ball squirted away, and there was a dive for it by players on each team, and I don't know who came up with it finally.
I still think they don't have a kicker, but I tell you, what a gambling decision on that coach for Deer Valley.
Yeah, and they did recover.
Deer Valley's got
the
ball.
That's what it looked like. Deer Valley has recovered, and it's inside the 40-yard line of American Canyon.
Yeah, special teams here for American Canyon just dropping the ball here.
Oh, boy.
I don't mean that figuratively or literally.
They're
but
not
just,
getting many plays on offense. Deer Valley's just dominated this first quarter.
Yeah.
They actually moved the football to right at the 40-yard line. That is in American Canyon territory. It's at the right side hash marks. The Deer Valley Wolverines spread the field, have one setback. That's Robinson. Putting in motion is Padilla. Goes in slots on the left side. And Scott hands off there to Robinson. Avoids one tackler. Runs into his own man. Gets by his own man. And gets by another one from American Canyon. And is bumped out of bounds as he gets inside the 30-yard line.
Nice little play call, Ira. They just motioned out of doubles. Motioned over there, make trips to the left. And then ran a little counter back to the right side with the backside guard pulling, kicking out the block, and Padilla did a great job.
So that takes the ball down to the 27-yard line of American Canyon, 14 to nothing, as Deer Valley leads here with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Single setback, two wides to the left, one to the right, and that's Hill. The quarterback keeps the ball, and he gets inside the 30, dives forward. He got inside the 25 and almost gets to the 20-yard line.
Right. Alec Hoover making a shoestring tackle there.
Got about 8 yards on that play.
Just running a little option, Ira. He just ran a little option, and Scott kept the ball that time after faking to Robinson.
But they're not running the option wide.
No. It's just a little straight. You know, they run the straight dive, straight not dives, but just a straight zone play, drive blocking. And then they come up with the option off
they're
that.
They're standing up erect as they go through there. They're not humped over anything. They just stay standing up and get through there. They do a good job of spinning away from the tacklers. Scott now on the long count hands it off to Robinson. Robinson zigzag past one, and he's hit by the other and got the ball inside the 20. But I don't think it's quite close enough for the first down.
American Canyon seems to be bowing their neck a little bit better here on this defensive run.
Yeah, nice job out there by, I think that was Perez again, Antonio Perez. He is one of four captains tonight for American Canyon, along with Brandon C., Alec Hoover, Eddie Birdsong. And we have third down and a short 2 yards to go. It would be a long one, but a short two on this third down play as we're just inside of 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Scott's going to run with it to the left. He has a good move to the outside. He gets the 15 to the 10, down to the 5, and tries to reach over the goal line, but did not quite achieve that as he was being bothered over there by Antonio Perez. Perez saved a touchdown on that play.
Absolutely, Aaron. That's just great perimeter blocking by the wide receiver, and the slot back or the wing back of Deer Valley was able to free Scott up. I mean, what a great block out there. Both the wide receivers just had the American Canyon defenders tied up.
American Canyon did not play Deer Valley last year. They opened up against Woodland and lost by 2 points, a high-scoring game, 36-34. Here is Scott, 5-4-3-2-1, end zone touchdown. Boy, he made that look so just very methodically, taking it 1 yard at a time and getting the blockers he needed, and just went right into that end zone.
Absolutely, just walked in there, Ira. I tell you, their running game is solid. It's a very simple game plan. And they're just coming straight at American Canyon. They're coming right between the tackles, and American Canyon cannot stop the line of scrimmage. Deer Valley has that battle won.
You're listening to KVON 1440 Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at KVON.com. Along with Kent Fry, this is Ira C. Smith, and we have two setbacks there as they attempt to go for a two-point conversion once again. Scott takes the handoff. Or he takes the ball and hands off to Robinson. Robinson bowls his way in there. He had tacklers grab him at the 3 and carried them into the end zone.
And Robinson is just not that big, and it just goes to show the heads are down for American Canyon.
Well, he's 5'6".
Yeah, they're just, they're down. They're just sulking. No, I shouldn't say sulking, but they're down. Deer Valley is all over them, and they know it. And American Canyon knows it as well.
Well, you wonder what's going through the coach's mind now as they're on the sideline. First of all, it has to be pretty positive thinking from Robert Hubbard, who's in his fourth year over at Deer Valley. And in his first year, John Montante and...
Have you thought about your insurance lately?
Well, with the automatic technical adjustments complete, we're ready to roll once again here.
Well, let's see if the American Canyon can get some automatic adjustments here, Ira. They need it on defense, and they need it on this kickoff return. Now they got more players up here. They had to burn a timeout, Ira, because they couldn't quite get the right personnel on this kickoff return.
That's the second timeout they've called here in the first quarter. We have 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, and it's 22-0 now as Deer Valley getting a really good start to the season thanks to the fine play of Joshua Scott, Patrick Robinson, Reggie Hill, and others in there. Of course, that line has to be a big factor as well.
They basically have a hands team out here, Ira, expecting an onside kick with just one returner. Let's see what Deer Valley does here.
Yep. Reggie Hill, who has done two onside kicks, is set. And American Canyon only has one guy deep this time. They're expecting the onside kick, and they get it. And there's a scramble for the ball. It's loose, scrambling around, and at about the 48-yard line, it looks like they got it again. Deer Valley looks like they have recovered the onside kick. That would be two in a row if they're unpiling right now. But that is what I would say.
Yeah, I think they're playing. American Canyon has not prepared for this, Ira. And again, Deer Valley did recover the ball.
Yeah. Well, Tyler Nguyen just came out, put his two hands on his helmet, and had a big grimace on his face.
Well, Ira, you can't wait for the... Here's what you got to do with the onside kick. You can't wait for the ball to get you. Your front line has to go up and block the runners coming from Deer Valley and let the second line recover the ball. That's what happened. Everybody's just waiting for the ball to come to them. Deer Valley's beating them to the punch.
You know, it'd be interesting to know the number of plays that Deer Valley has had in this first quarter. compared to American Canyon.
Well, American Canyon had, I think, a total of four plays, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. And that twice in a row, the Deer Valley Wolverines have recovered the onside kick, and they lead 22-0 still in the first quarter with 2.5 minutes to go. Scott with the snap. Looks. He's going to pass. Fires it down the middle. A long pass down, and it is caught. And he, let's see if he held on to it. He went up in the air. He grabbed the ball, but you have to come down holding it. And the ground helped him make the catch. So that's going to be ruled an incomplete pass to Joel Padilla.
Yeah, Deer Valley was going for the home run right off the get-go there.
Boy, they were. They're trying a lot of different, showing a lot of different things here as far as the passing. They have not been successful in the passing, but they haven't needed it.
No, I look for them to come right back now to the running game with Scott and Robinson. And why not, Ira? It's been successful all night long.
They're at the 49-yard line of American Canyon, and they have the single setback, Robinson. And Scott, the quarterback, has two wideouts left, one to the right as he takes the snap, hands off to Robinson, gets a block at the 50, goes to the 45, and is hit by two or three of the defenders out there for American Canyon.
And Ira, it's just a simple little game plan. They load up on this time the left side with the offset backs on the left. The backside guard and tackle pull, play side, left guard, tackle, tight end, pull down, block down, and they just run right behind the blockers. They're getting 6-7 yards a crack every time.
Tyler Wynn was the one that came in and made first contact with the ball carrier, Robinson. Here we go now. It is third down. And the quarterback keeps the ball. Scott, he gets a first down inside the 40, down to the 35, hit there, driven back about 5 yards. Boy, they hit him, and they hit him hard. But Scott pops right back up after going down.
Yes.
Just like it was a trampoline there. Yeah. He goes down, pops right back up.
They had C there. They had Della there making the tackle. But, again, after another 6 yards and a first down.
Well, again, I'm sorry that we do not have our statistician, Dino Alessio, with us tonight. He will be with us through most of the season, but had a conflict on tonight's opening broadcast. The quarterback, Scott, is taking the snap, hands off to Robinson. Robinson right up the middle again. You know, it's interesting that they haven't tried so much to the wide side.
No, they're running right between the tackles, Ira. It's either a little counteraction or a little drive series or zone block, but it's right in between the tackles.
They only got a couple yards on that play. That's one of their shortest gains of the first quarter, where they lead 22-0.
Well, so he had better support there with the line of scrimmage of stalemating the offensive line of Deer Valley, and the backers able to make that play.
Ijaz is in. Now he goes out wide to the left side, and Joshua Scott hands off to Robinson, the 40, and he gets inside the 35, and he's wrestled down. Good tackling in there that time. And coming through with a nice tackle was Alec Hoover, one of the captains.
Hoover and Della again. Kurt Della did a really nice job coming up as well.
So a short gain on that play. That'll bring up third down and a long 8, almost 9 yards to go. They're going to let the clock run down now. So that'll be the end of the first quarter here at Wolf Den Stadium in American Canyon. And our score after one period of play, the Deer Valley Wolverines from Antioch, 22, the American Canyon Wolves, 0. Well, here we go now. We'll see if the second quarter is a different situation as far as the Wolves are concerned. They have not had the ball hardly at all.
No, they haven't. They need to do a great job here on defense. It's third and long, Ira. Let's see if they can get a stop here.
Yeah, and we know that
Deer Valley will probably have two downs to go for this first down.
Yeah, because they have not been showing any kind of kick except on that one kickoff. And well, they've had onside kicks every time.
Yep,
they've tried. So Scott, as he gets the snap, back to pass. They set a screen off to the left side to Robinson inside the 30, picks up a first down, 20, 15. There's a flag on the play as he gets inside the 10, tackled and dropped at about the 8-yard line.
He's going to have the first down, I read, but there's going to be a block in the back on Deer Valley to negate some of those yardage that he gained.
Boy, he was moving so well. Just his fakes, his shoulder fakes, are just tremendous out there.
Yeah, it's a great 1-2 punch with Robertson and Scott.
So they're bringing the ball back. The line of scrimmage was back at the 34-yard line, or make it the 33-yard line, where this play had started. You think that's Mark Thomas out there in the white hat?
That's Mark Thomas. I can tell Mark Thomas. Mark Thomas was the quarterback for the Vallejo Apaches.
Yeah,
Apaches.
I remember that name.
1973-4 from Vallejo High School. Played against Mark Thomas, and we also played together in an all-star game.
So the ball is at the 32-yard line. They need 7 yards for a first down as they need to get out inside the 25-yard line. And they line up with a single setback. Double wides to the left this time. And Scott draws offside.
Wow.
Boy, what a change of cadence. And American Canyon jumped
just
offside.
Lack of discipline. And now, you know, they had 8 yards to get a first. Now they're only going to need 2.5, 3 yards here.
And moves the ball inside the 30 down to the 27-yard line. They have to get inside the 25-yard line for a first down. We're just underway in the second quarter. 22-0 is the score. Deer Valley has the lead over American Canyon Wolves. And Deer Valley has this big third down play. The quarterback fakes to Robinson. He keeps the ball. He gets the first down as he comes to the left. And at the 21-yard line, he is tripped up and goes down.
Ira, he just kind of tripped over his own feet, and it's a good thing because he had another 10 yards there to go. The downfield blocking by the receivers and the guard and tackle that are pulling is just unbelievable. Deer Valley is just controlling the line of scrimmage at will.
Well, that puts the ball down at the 21-yard line. But you would think that after a while, Joshua Scott and Patrick Robinson are going to get tired. They have been doing so much out there for the team. Well, both Hill and Fontaine go out wide to the right, and we have a single set or a single wide to the left side. And Scott, as he takes the snap, goes to his left. He is hit in the backfield, and he dropped maybe for a loss that time. I don't think he got back to the line of scrimmage. Nice job out there by Darius Thomas.
Is that a number 9? I couldn't tell if that was 9 or 8.
That's what I thought it was. Yeah. I thought it was Thomas. He's also out there. If they have offense, he usually is out there at a slot back position.
Yeah, I thought that might have been Thomas. I think I've been giving credit to Della, but I think it's been Thomas all along. But just a much better job at reacting to the play, Ira, instead of waiting for the play to come to him.
So it's actually a loss on that play. So it's going to be second down and 11 yards to go. Hill, single wide out to the right side and a single to the left side. That means they have two backs in the backfield. And they hand off to Robinson. Robinson in the middle of the 15. He's down into about the 13, and he's hit, and he spun down. But going down, I think he picked up another yard or maybe a yard and a half. Gets down close to the 12-yard line.
Both backs offset to the left. They pull the left guard to lead the way with the fullback following up and leading the block for Robinson. I tell you, it's tough, Ira. Here comes big number 51 in at fullback, Cameron Jones. Look for Joshua Scott to carry the ball here.
He's 5'8", 254 pounds. He will be out there to block.
Yep, he's coming up the block.
I'd be surprised if he carries the ball. And he usually offsets.
Yep, there we go.
And he goes offset to the right.
Robinson's right behind him on the right.
Yeah, and Robinson's practically right next to Scott, the quarterback. But they're spending their final timeout of the first half as Deer Valley has asked for timeout. That's their third and final here in the first half. So we'll take a break now. 8:49 to go. We're in the second quarter, and it is Deer Valley 22 and American Canyon 0 back after this. Well, we've got third down now, but only about a yard to go. They stay in the shotgun formation. They've been out there on that same formation as they used The quarterback to hand off to Robinson, and I don't know if he made it. He only needed a yard, and the defense saw where he was going as far as looking for that block on the right side of the offensive line, and the linebacker for the
I think it was Alec Talib that came in and slowed him up there in the back. Almost had him for a loss. Big play here, fourth and one. It'd be a great victory if AC can just hold him here.
Right, no gain. The ball is spotted right down where it was before. It's fourth down and a yard to go. They're at about the 12-yard line. They need to get to the 11-yard line. They've controlled the ball game thus far, leading 22 to nothing. And Scott, make sure his team is set. As he takes a snap, he will run with the ball, and he gets the first down as he just puts his helmet down and drives over the right side of the line and gets to the 10-yard line. He needed one, and he got two. I guess that's twice as many as you need. So
it's real close, Ira, I tell you that. Depends where they mark it.
Well, I'm pretty sure that he got it by about a yard.
He's giving it to him. First down.
So it's going to be first down and goal to go. Already leading with three touchdowns in that first quarter. And we know if they get a touchdown, they'll go for a two-point conversion. And they send David Lockett out wide to the right side. Not sure why I mentioned these wideouts. They hardly ever go that direction. But Scott takes the ball and hands off to Robinson. Robinson tries to get over the right side. He was actually swinging out a little bit as he tried his cut.
They're running that counter again where they pulled the backside. They motioned from the right over to the left, and they counter back to the right again with the backside guard and tackle pull. And that time, AC did a much better job at coming up, stalemating the line, and making the tackle right there at the line of scrimmage.
So the ball is inside the 10-yard line. It's second down and goal to go. Robinson is the only setback as the quarterback, Joshua Scott, comes up to the line. Robinson, by the way, was their leading scorer last year as a junior. And Scott keeps the ball inside the 5, the 4, the 3, the 2, the 1, and touchdown. My golly. Boy, he made that look easy.
Ira, I tell you, boy, did he. Just made a nice fake. Little delay action, then off he goes and went in there untouched.
So that's the fourth touchdown here in the first half. And American Canyon's had the ball for about four plays.
It's just amazing. Now, can they stop the two-point conversion? And also, can they stop the onside kick that's going to be?
Well, let's check some other scores.
Well, Ira, I have one update. Cam Neal, the athletic director of Vintage, has given me an update. The only update I have is that over at Wilsey Wood, Vintage kicked off. Wilsey Wood took the opening drive and marched down and scored for a 7-0 lead. I'll text Cam and see if I can't get a better update here.
Okay. So Vintage was behind 7-0 in their game. We'll keep you posted on that as Scott here on first down, or rather on the two-point conversion try, hands it off. And it's to Robinson, and he is spilled in the backfield, didn't have a chance.
Derek Connor made the tackle there, Ira.
Yep. Okay. So Derek Connor, by the way, was the player from American Canyon that selected the halftime music.
Okay.
So when we hear the halftime music, we can also, I went down on the field earlier and talked to Derek Connor and asked him about his type of music that he enjoys and how he selected and what the music is that he did select to be played at halftime. Of course, I imagine that he's going to be in the locker room during that that time. But Derek, a nice kid. He's a lineman. He's about 5'11", 240 pounds, and only a junior. Well, not only is this the opening game for John Montante, the head coach for American Canyon, it's also the first game for new athletic director Nate Wilkins, a Vintage High graduate.
Now, Ira, you see how the hands team is up here? What you need is some big guys up front, linebacker-type guys, to block the oncoming rush of the Deer Valley attackers, and then let the hands guys be right behind them to field this onside kick.
Yep, we're ready for Reggie Hill, and he's set. And it's an onside kick, try it again. And it bounces around, and American Canyon came up with it this time. It bounced right into the hands of one of the players. I think it was Cave Gaviola.
And Ira, American Canada was very fortunate. They just waited for that second bounce, and it was the first bounce was a big hopper. They could have come up and just made a fair catch,
yeah,
or took it right there. And they're very fortunate that Deer Valley didn't get the ball back.
A gratuitous bounce on that.
Yes, yes.
Right into his hands, and he went right down to secure the football at the 42-yard line. Inside of 7 minutes to go in the first half, 28 to nothing is our score now. And here come the Wolves up to the line of scrimmage. And the quarterback keeps the ball. He breaks through and gets across midfield. Nice play, Vance Eschenberg.
Yeah, Eschenberg just ran a quarterback option keep where he faked a dive and then just followed him right up the zero hole.
A 9-yard pickup on the play, but it did take the ball into Wolverine territory. That may be the first time tonight they've been in Wolverine territory.
You're absolutely right.
So they have it at the 49-yard line. And they send Brandon C. out wide to the right side, working under center. The pitch goes into the backfield and turning the corner of the backfield and then getting a couple or 3 yards, but not much more than that, was Justin Del Rosario.
Boy, did Reggie Hill come up quick and make that tackle, huh?
It was a first down, though, by Justin.
And that's a victory for American Canyon there, right? Because they got it. Their offense needs to get a couple first downs here to keep the defense off the field and rest.
So it is at the right side hash marks at the 47-yard line where the Wolves will have the ball. By the way, the JVs, who were very good last year, finished 7-2. So they did have a good season last year, many of whom we are seeing tonight. Back to pass, looking, firing deep down the left sideline, and it is caught inside the 15-yard line. Going up for it was Antonio Perez, and he came down with it.
Yeah, he made a nice catch, Ira. The ball was just slightly underthrown. He's looking over his inside shoulder. Had to kind of do a 360 almost to make that catch. Good job, and then making it, and then hanging on to it, coming down on his backside.
Well, that's the play of the half so far.
Yeah, for American Canada, it really is. It gets him in scoring position, Ira, here at the 14.
Vance Eschenberg, under center now, has a setback. Now the slot back goes in motion. The quarterback keeps the ball. He spins at the 10, and he's driven back to the 14-yard line. So Eschenberg just looking for that one block that he didn't get.
Yeah, just running that option keep again where they fake to the dive back, the fullback, and then he follows them up the hole.
Inside of 5 minutes to go here in the first half, 28 to nothing. The team from the Bay Valley League, Deer Valley, in the lead over American Canyon from the Vine Valley Athletic League. Eschenberg nearly draws him offside, and it looks like he did draw him offside.
I think Deer Valley just jumped.
Yeah. They say he had that right side of the defensive line make contact. So it'll be a 5-yard penalty.
Ira, here's a quick update from Vacaville over at Wilseywood High School. Wilseywood throwing the ball on the Vintage Crushers with a 21-7 lead in the second quarter.
21-7 in
21-7.
The second quarter.
The update I have is that they're throwing and passing.
Mm-hmm. Eschenberg hands off. Fumble the ball, and looky there, Deer Valley recovered.
What a big turnover.
Oh, huge, as they were down at the 5-yard line, and it was going to be a first down and goal to go, and they turn it over.
Yeah, that Eddie Birdsong with the fumble there is just too bad. They run a little cross action. He had a nice hole. It looked like about a 5-yard gain. The ball just scooted right out of him.
Yeah, they looked like they were going to be into the end zone in a play or two. And turn it over. But not very good field position for Deer Valley. They're 95 yards away from the American Canyon goal line. So they take over at their own 5-yard line with 4:18 to go in the first half, leading it 28 to nothing. And Scott, who's gone all the way here in this first half as the quarterback picked up a bunch of yards, that's for sure. And he carries again. He gets by one and makes his interior cut at the five, and he's driven back. So I don't know if they made any yardage at all, as Scott initially was driven back, and he was hit pretty hard. So we may see a different quarterback coming in there. Now, Scott, he went over to the sideline just to check on the play, but he's coming back into that huddle.
And what we're seeing is American Canyon bringing an outside backer on the blitz here, starting to put pressure, make him have a forcing Scott to make a quicker read.
3:41 to go. We're in the second quarter, 28-0 the score. Deer Valley in the lead, and they have the ball on second down and 9 yards to go. And
timeout, Deer Valley.
They didn't have a timeout remaining. I thought that's I think their fourth timeout.
Well, the officials say they have three.
Yeah. I guess one of the timeouts was actually taken by American Canyon, one of the earlier ones. So that was the third and final timeout now for the Wolverines from Deer Valley on after that particular play, which will make it second down and 9 yards to go. Well, we'd like to thank the people here at American Canyon. They always make us feel very welcome.
It really is, Ira. It's they're very generous and very friendly down here, and the staff here is just wonderful. They treat us with golden gloves and open arms, Ira. You're absolutely correct.
Uh-huh. And it's nice to see Nate Wilkins back in the area, vintage graduate. That's the new athletic director here. And I'd like to thank Jill Stewart, who is athletic director for the combined of the school.
Of all the schools, that's right.
We're set now on second down and 9 as Scott from the shotgun hands off. And over on the right side, no running room that time for Robinson as they plugged up that hole.
Yeah, much better job on American Canyon's defense. They're stalemating the line, winning the battle.
Yeah, good job there by Alec Hoover again. He's only 5'9", weighs about 180, but really did a good job of getting the runner for a loss, getting Patrick Robinson for about a 3 or 4 yard loss. They're putting the ball down at about the 3 yard line, looks like.
Yep. It's a big play here, Ira. Let's see if they can.
Yeah, this is third down coming up. Let's see if they pass. They have not been effective with their pass, and they would be a bit vulnerable in that deep, and they don't have much of a kicker. So this is a big play coming up for them. And they will run it as it is Robinson, but he does not get through. He got maybe out to the 8-yard line. He needed to get to the 15-yard line, and they converged on him and stopped him for just a short gain on the play. It's going to bring up fourth down and 7 yards to go, maybe 8 yards. So the
officials have stopped the clock for something here.
So we'll see what American Canyon can do. They should come out of this in very good field position.
I don't know why the Deer Valley coach is allowed to come out. I'm a little confused here.
Well, the last time American Canyon had the ball, they got it down to the 5-yard line and fumbled. American Canyon has taken a timeout. That is their second timeout.
They want to get the ball back here, Ira, and put a score on the board and get some momentum going into halftime.
Yeah. On the sideline, John Montante, the new head coach, looks up to the box and looks down at the coaches that are on the sideline, getting some input now on this defensive situation. As should we rush the punter, who's going to drop back into the end zone? So we're ready for play to resume. As the we'll see how they do on the punt. There's the snap. And the punter just does get the ball away, and it bounds. It gets a good roll for the Wolverines, and it's picked up the 33-yard line, going to the right. And getting hit there was Alec Tadlip, and Tadlip brings the ball back to about the 24-yard line.
We got 2 minutes here, Ira, and 12 seconds to see if American Canyon can punch one in here. And
Yeah, they're starting. They really had settled down on that last defense.
Well, you've had two crucial turnovers, obviously.
Oh yeah.
And that didn't help the cause.
Well, the turnover plus the two offside kicks.
Right.
They did not recover. Right. So they have the ball now in their enemy's territory at the 23-yard line, where it is first down. And they sent Antonio Perez out wide to the left, a wide out to the right side, putting a man in motion. And they give to the fullback right up the middle, and he gets down to about the 16-yard line.
That was Birdsong, Karen.
Yeah, Birdsong, who took the place where we saw Rapicon so often pick up those yards. As Andrew Rapicon was the guy that the Wolves used to go to frequently. We hope to have a chance to talk to Andrew at halftime. All right, here we come. The line of scrimmage. Vance Essenberg is the quarterback under center. Nearly got the opponents to jump offside. Hands it over, and carrying the ball again is Birdsong. He dives to about the 10-yard line.
Just power football right there, running the option, giving it to the fullback.
And Birdsong picks up the first down. A minute and a half to go. We're in the second quarter. 28-0 is the score as the team from Deer Valley and Antioch has the lead. The pitch goes to the left side now, and cutting inside the 10-yard line, getting down close to the 5-yard line. That was that just was blocked out from seeing who that was. It looked like it could have been Thomas.
Yeah, I couldn't quite tell.
Yeah. Set now on second down, putting a man in motion. The quarterback keeps the ball on the option, gets inside the 5, the 4, the 3, still going, the 2, and he's brought down inside the 2-yard line. But
they need to get to the line here, Ira.
Boy, yeah, they helped out Vance Eschenberg get in there to. Now they're going to spot it down closer to the. Where is that? About the 3? I can't
see. It's about the 2-yard line.
We're right then. Half a minute to go. The handoff is to Birdsong. Birdsong is stopped first, and he tries to keep going, and he is stopped shy of the goal line. Now, they show on the clock that the Wolves have 2 timeouts remaining. They only had 1 timeout remaining.
Right. American Canyon
was it. Yeah, but
has burned their last timeout, I believe, here.
So both teams have utilized their full 3 timeouts here in the first half. And with 20 seconds to go, no timeouts available, even though the scoreboard clock shows they have 2 remaining.
Yeah.
But because we had given one of the timeouts called earlier to Deer Valley, where actually it should have gone to American Canyon. So we will find out the ball at. It looks like it is inside the 1-yard line. It's pretty
right
close.
It's right there, yeah. It's right to 1.5.
Right around the, maybe. We're quite a distance away from it.
Fourth down here. 20 seconds left. You have to go for it here.
Yeah, huge play.
3 points. You got to put a touchdown on the board.
You do. Vance Eschenberg, the quarterback, brings him up to the line. Birdsong will be in the backfield. He'll be on the right side. Over on the left side is Del Rosio. And the quarterback gets set, putting a man in motion and giving the ball over and going in to score was the quarterback, Vance Eschenberg. He faked the handoff, and he kept the ball.
They ran a quick pitch to the wingback, and I'm trying to see the numbers.
Well,
I have to see these numbers.
Well, he's coming to the sideline, but that's Eschenberg. And that looks like. Oh.
Yeah, it's a little option toss. It's hard to see these block numbers up here.
It is, yeah. Well, they're going to go for 1 point, and they
can't call timeout.
Ronald Hamilton coming in. They're going to get penalized here in just a moment if they don't hurry and get this kickoff, as Lopez will put that left foot to it. And there's the snap, there's the placement, and there's the kick. And it is good. So with 16 seconds to go until halftime, the Wolves get on the board with a touchdown and the extra point. So 16 seconds remaining, and we'll be back in just a moment with those final seconds of the first half. 28-7 is the score with Deer Valley in the lead. On that touchdown, as Kent Fry alluded to, it was a pitch.
Pitch to Darius Thomas there, Ira, is the option toss, and a great block on the outside wide receiver to take the cornerback down and free him up. He was able to scoot in, so gutsy play call there running that toss down there at the goal line.
Jose Luis B. Lopez kicks off and sends it down to about the 15-yard line, taken there and brought out across the 20, 25, out to the 30, and that'll be as far as they go. And we've got about 9 seconds remaining in the first half. That return was by Patrick Robinson. Last year, he had quite a season. He had, well, not that many yards rushing, but 438 yards on the season, but 12 touchdowns as a junior. His longest run from scrimmage last year was 54 yards. So he carried the ball 72 times for his 438 yards last year.
Yeah, he's
going to carry more this year.
He's tough, boy, I tell you. Robinson and Scott, wow. We haven't seen a 1-2 punch like that in a while.
No, we haven't. And boy, did they control that first half.
They sure did.
They get the ball now with 9 seconds to go at their own 30-yard line, and they're just going to down the ball, and the clock will run out. And that will be it for halftime. So we'll be back here with some guests for our halftime. And sorry that we can't give you a complete story on the statistical side of the game. But I think it's just as well for American Canyon that we don't.
Yeah, they wouldn't be happy. And I'm sure the coach is going to talk about that. And they're going to talk about, you know, controlling the line of scrimmage and make the adjustments on defense. They got to hang on to the ball on offense, no turnovers, because they're getting very few chances, Ira, to get the ball, number one. So they got to stop that Deer Valley offense, get the ball back, and get some sustained drives going.
All right, we'll be back with halftime on our score here at the Wolf Den Stadium in American Canyon. At halftime is Deer Valley out of Antioch 28 and American Canyon Wolves 7.
When your car or truck is ready for new tires, go to the tire store that provides wholesale prices direct to the public. Quinlan's Tire Service has been of tire service to the Napa Valley for over 50 years. Aaron Quinlan continues that family tradition. Road service is also provided. All major brands of tires are available at wholesale prices. Check them out. Quinlan Tires on Watson Lane, north of American Canyon's Walmart, just off the east side of the Napa Vallejo Highway.
Hi, this is State Farm Insurance Agent Mark Coleman. I would like to urge everyone to become a member of the Sports Booster Club at the school of your choice. You can be a positive influence by supporting the youth and sports programs. I know the school's boosters will appreciate having you as a member. Also consider supporting the Boys and Girls Club of the Napa Valley. You can help benefit the entire community by helping send our youth in a positive direction. Everyone wins when we support the youth service organizations of the Napa Valley. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ron Pippert, owner of Soskal Auto Body here in Napa. Recently, a couple of chain store auto body shops have moved to Napa. Your insurance company may try to direct you to one of these shops. You have the choice to select the auto body repair shop that you want to repair your vehicle. Soskal Auto Body is a family-owned business serving Napa since 1972. We offer a lifetime warranty on all repairs.
Trust your car with us. We're here to help. Soskal Auto Body.
Well, here with a statistical look at the first half is Ken. That's what we usually say to Dino.
Yeah, boy, Dino would be still figuring out all the yardies at
but
Deer Valley.
It would take him all of halftime right. About to total them up, particularly that first quarter.
And basically all we had was the quarterback, Joshua Scott, yeah. Just taking the ball, Ira, and either keeping it behind those two big backs. Or
giving it to Patrick Robinson.
And Patrick Robinson, right. Number 23 and number 20. But they just run in the little counters. They're pulling the backside guard or the backside guard and tackle. That's their bread and butter play. They go back to the weak side. They motion over to from strong side, or motion from the weak side and to strong, and then they run it back to the weak side. And that's what American Canyon has finally made a couple adjustments and stayed balanced up instead of adjusting to those motions. And now they're late in the second half. They were able to stop Deer Valley a couple times on those drives, which is very encouraging. So second half, Ira, they need to come up and just need to make the stop on Rogers and Scott and control that line of scrimmage defensively.
Well, they're going to be playing music here at halftime, and the guy that selected the music that they're playing is number 62 on the football team, Derek Connor.
Tell us about the selection of music for tonight. How did they select you to make the selection?
You know, my team just picked me because I got a great taste in music, and they just wanted me to do the music because I'm the hype man too. So they feel as though that if I do the music, that we're going to have a good pumped up game today.
What is this music that we'll be hearing here at halftime?
A little bit of mixture, mainly kind of hip hop, because that's what the team wants. So I'm gonna make sure everything's clean though, you know, for the parents and stuff. It'll be good. It should be good music.
What do you enjoy most about music? Do you sing? Do you play an instrument or a combination, or just enjoy listening?
I enjoy listening to music. I like to dance to it. So I look for music for a lot of beats so I can just dance to it and get good vibes off of it.
Any favorite artist?
NBA YoungBoy.
Mm-hmm. What about Aretha Franklin, who just recently passed away? Were you familiar with any of her music?
Yes, my granny listened to her a lot on 102.9, so I know about her.
Anything special you can tell us about this music tonight?
No, it's just regular music, just stuff for the football team to get pumped up.
Well, those are the comments of Derek Connor. As we mentioned, he was out there wearing number 62 on the football field in that first half. 28-7 is our halftime score, and Deer Valley on the tall end of that with Robert Hubbard, their coach, in his fourth year. And I don't know how many schools are in their unified district there in Antioch, but I know there are six teams in that Bay Valley League, and they are strong. Pittsburgh usually is pretty strong.
And Antioch, and, you know, so it's a good league there, Ira. But I'm impressed with Deer Valley right now. I really am. Simple offense, but
they don't look like a 2-8 team. That
no,
was their record last
year. Their blocking is either their blocking is extremely well or American Canyon is very weak, one of the two. And right now I give it to Deer Valley. They're controlling the line of scrimmage, but they're even controlling the perimeter blocking on the edge, and that's what's freeing up, especially Scott. That's what's freeing him up on the edge. They come up in between the tackles. They make one make move to the outside, and the perimeter blocking is there, and they get another 10, 15 yards.
Okay. Well, there is the band. We think it's great that the band can perform after being in school for just a couple days, but they are out here and entertaining at halftime. And Billy Gutierrez is going to have a chance to just break away for a moment from his microphone, and we'll give you our microphone here, Billy, so you can talk with Kent.
Well, Billy, I know you've played the game so many years and so forth. Tell me what you think about Joshua Scott, the quarterback, and then Robinson, the tailback for Deer Valley.
Oh, my goodness.
What a 1-2 punch.
They just have dominated up front. I mean, obviously, they have field position issues for American Canyon when they can't cover an onside kick, and it just pours a salt in the wounds when a quarterback goes up the middle for 7 and 7 and 8 and 5 and then the running back as well. I mean, they're just having their way with American Canyon. They got to make some adjustments because, I mean, I'm thinking a lot of the defensive linemen or maybe offensive linemen, and they were out on that field for probably a whole 15 minutes
It
was ridiculous.
Now, Billy, I know that you know, it's a new coach and new program and so forth, and maybe a whole lot of time wasn't given to onside kick and special teams and so forth, but it's obvious Deer Valley doesn't have a kicker. They're doing the onside kick, but what I've noticed is that AC is just waiting for the ball to come in instead of having blockers
exactly.
block.
Exactly.
You know the game.
Exactly. I mean, you can't wait for it because that ball is, that's why it's shaped that way, and it's going to take a crazy bounce.
Right.
The bounce went their way three times, you know, and it was just, you know, it's frustrating, but, you know, maybe some halftime adjustments, they can get it together and sustain a couple drives because obviously Deer Valley is going to come out and kick an onside kick on the, you know, at the second half, and you need to get something going. They're not out of this yet. I mean,
no, they're not.
And they need to make a couple stops.
And speaking of a couple stops, late in the half, they did make a couple stops there. They stopped Deer Valley there, and it looks like some on-the-field adjustments may have been made, you know, but the perimeter blocking for Deer Valley has been extremely well by their wing backs, by their slot backs, their receivers, and, you know, they run that little counter just over and over and over again. And they're very good at it. They execute the blocking very well.
The obviously the line's getting to the second level and blocking all the backers, and you know, it's tough when your safety, you know, a Brandon C has to make, you know, tackles. I think he's leading the team in tackles right now. But I mean, they got to get some linebacker play up front. They got to make adjustments all the way around. And it's just, it is what it is. And you know, you got to go grind it out right now and see what you can do.
Well, I think you hit it right on the key. They're not out of it. If they can get the ball back, get a nice long drive going, keep that defense off the field. Do not turn the ball over. I know two crucial turnovers there.
Yes.
And, you know, put some more points on the board. We got a ball game.
Exactly. And I think Deer Valley is the type of school that's, you know, they're going to be, it's going to be fourth and long, and they're going to go for it. And, you know, with being ahead, and they kind of running it up a little bit, but, you know, we'll see what we got.
Well, Billy, thanks for joining us at halftime. You're a man of many talents doing the PA announcing and giving us the scouting report, coming in doing a halftime analysis. You know, we're going to be using you and abusing you all five games we're down here,
so plan on it. I love it. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you.
Billy Gutierrez,
you did a nice
American
job of filling
Canyon.
In for Andrew.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Andrew Rappacon is here someplace tonight. His dad said that he is here, and he would try to get him to come up and talk to us. Maybe he's like his dad and just shy.
Maybe he's in the gym, you know, getting down on players.
Would we have three or four Rappacon boys come up? Some of them came up through Vintage High School before American Canyon opened. And he's got one more Rappacon coming up, and that's a daughter.
Wow, I tell you. That's quite a legacy to have the Rappacon name. It's the three brothers, you said?
At least three, yeah.
Yeah, at least three brothers, and now here comes the little sister up through the school.
Yeah. There. And I think it's great that he is still, that Chris, that is, Rappacon, is still helping with the program. Nice gesture on his part to stay with it, even though his boys are finished with school. In case you joined us late, we can tell you this story that Kent doesn't want to hear. But anyway, they made the decision at Napa High School regarding the new mascot identity. And it happened today at the school lunch break. It was in the quad. They had the marching band perform. And they had one of the football players, a senior, Johnny Torres, make the announcement. And he said that the Grizzlies will be the new mascot for Napa High. And what I didn't mention last time was something that was said by a graduate of 1984. And she said five generations of her family have gone to the school. And anyway, it was interesting, her comments. She feels that, you know, they have to have a mascot represented, and now they need a new logo. So you want to submit a logo, you can maybe help out. We'll have a committee try to come up with a logo for the Grizzlies. But anyway, we move on from that. And we'll move on with the second half coming up in a moment. We'll take time out right now along with Kent Fry. This is Ira C. Smith. We're here at Wolf Den Stadium in American Canyon where the host team, the Wolves, are trailing the Wolverines of Deer Valley at halftime 28-7. Back after this. Well, we're back here a little before we expected, but we're still at halftime, and we're watching the players come back onto the field now from Deer Valley, while the American Canyon players are still in their dressing room listening to their coach.
Well, Ira, you know, I ask you a question here. Let me be the interviewer to you as well here. We have a good turnout here on the American Canyon side, but when I look across from Deer Valley, there's, you know, I can count maybe literally 20 people at the most over there.
You know, they don't get the support. Not only that, but when you see a school that has over 2,400 students and they don't have enough out for football for a JV team.
You know, that it's amazing. It's just, I wonder what's happening to high school football. I'm going to be real honest with you. As I've watched the Napa Vintage Big Game, where there was never any seats available, you know, over the years I've seen seats available and seats available. What's going on? Is it lack of community support, or is it lack of the school getting the message to the community?
Or is it the parents and the son saying, hey, there are other things where you might not get a concussion?
Right. You know, that's a real topic to talk about. More and more kids are not playing football.
But, you know, there are not that many on their football roster, but they still outnumber their spectators.
Right.
It's surprising.
It really is. And yeah. I find that amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, you would hope that the school would get support from their fans, from the parents.
Right.
And the staff as well, you know, not just parents. But I always think it's good when you see the teachers and all that attend and support their school.
And, you know, and obviously a lot of these parents, you got to have a strong booster club. I know Napa and Vintage and American Canyon, being young as they are, has had a very, they're very fortunate where they've had a good strong booster club over the years and years, and that takes a lot of volunteer work, and hats off to the parents and the friends, the associates, the family members who kick in and give their time to the booster clubs of the, you know, the various programs.
Well, both teams are coming back onto the field now, as Deer Valley had been out here, and the Wolves are coming back. This is the ninth year for the high school here at American Canyon. The first year, they did not have a varsity team. They just had a JV team, and Ian McMillan was the coach. And he was here for 4 years, and after Ian, they had a guy named Ernie Lawson, was here for 1 year. And then Larry Singer, who had been a freshman and JV coach, took over for 3 years and brought him three SCAC titles in those 3 years. Pretty good.
Larry Singer did a great job here. I remember that. And his parents, he went back home to Kansas, but we always knew his parents were tuning in or, you know, streaming on KVON.com and listening to our broadcast every time we got to do a game down here.
Yeah, well, hopefully they might listen in some this season, too, even
absolutely.
Though their son, Larry Singer, is not coaching. Maybe he's listening. Larry, if you are, best wishes to you.
That's
thanks
right.
for your cooperation when you were back here at American Canyon. Well, last year, the Wolves finished 7-4. Their JVs were 7-2. But the year before that, in 2016, American Canyon had an 11-2 record. And they were just outstanding. But they've had a very fine program throughout, and it's something that John Montante wants to continue.
You know, and it's tough to do that, Ira. It's just, you know, you come in, you want to establish your own program, you're a new coach, especially coming in after three very successful seasons here at American Canyon. And it's obvious from what we're seeing tonight that Coach Montante is going to have to, you know, go back to basically square one with the coaching staff first. There's no reason for these onside kicks to be recovered by the other team. I blame that on the coaches. I really do. That's on the coaches themselves, and they know that. They're going to have to look at themselves, and then to the players. The players will look at themselves at the rest of this game. But so they're going to have to go back to the drawing board and start, you know, hey, this was a practice game almost, preseason, but now we got to get down to business.
And here we go. Hill with an onside kick, and it goes right to one of the Wolves and bounces right into his hands. It must have been a flag or something, or maybe they started before the official had whistled play to begin.
That's too bad. It's because AC has the ball, and now they're not going to get it, and then Deer Valley's going to get another shot at this.
No. Well, You have to imagine that the Wolves know what to expect on this. It's going to be an onside kick.
And Ira, I just watched that front line again of the American Canyon Wolves, and they just stand there. They do not do anything to come up and block the blockers, the rushers from Deer Valley.
There's an onside kick, and it's a loose ball. There's a scramble for it at the 45-yard line, and it looks to me like Deer Valley has recovered the football.
No, it's American Canyon.
Okay, they did. Well, there was a dive into the pile up there, and the ball was covered by the American Canyon Wolves. So they'll get it out at their own 44-yard line as we set the third quarter in motion now. 28-7 the score. Deer Valley in the lead. The Wolves need to get the momentum, get it going their way. Wide outs either side. Setback, slot right. He goes into motion. Now he stops. Now he goes back and sets again as a slot. Now he goes in motion. Now he takes the pitch on the near side as he cuts in at the 45. He's down the 50, 45, 40, and out of bounds goes Darius Thomas after taking that pitch and doing a fine job of running the ball into the Deer Valley territory.
And Ira, it's going to be brought back for a block in the back Tyler Wynn, I believe it was. Tyler Wynn, number 10 there, just a block in the back. He didn't have his helmet in front of the numbers. Blocked him from the side, but you have to get your head in front to so you don't get that call.
Boy, that was a tough one, too, after a really fine play. And Darius Thomas, the one that hates it the most, that's for sure. That puts the ball way back at their own 40-yard line. They have to get into Wolverine territory to the 46-yard line. And they have it at their own 40-yard line as we're just underway in the third quarter. And Essenberg, the quarterback, pitches it out to the left side again to Thomas. Thomas is dropped as he gets just a couple yards. Got across the 45-yard line and was hit by the defender right there.
And the difference is there, Ira, between these two teams right now, running the outside toss like that, the receivers for American Canyon need to sustain their blocks, and they're just not doing it, where Deer Valley on the outside is sustaining their blocks, and thus they get the big yardage gains.
You know, the tackles, Ronald Hamilton, although they call him Jordan Hamilton, I'm not sure how that comes in, and Lopez are really busy out there. Boy, they have been battling at that line here in this okay, there's the handoff, and they get the ball into the Deer Valley territory across the 50 to the 48-yard line, keeping it on the ground.
That's Birdsong carrying the ball. Ira just on a quick trap there up the middle. A little mix-up just off the option look.
Well, it's third down, and they're near midfield, but they need about 3 yards to pick up a first down. They have the ball at the 48. They need to get to the 45-yard line.
I'd give it right back to Birdsong. That's the horse. He's the one picking up the yardage.
We remember him from before. He started out his football career at Vintage. And the quarterback keeps the ball and picks up a first down. Nice inside move by Vance Essenberg, faking the handoff, keeping the ball, and following his center, who did a good job on the block. And that was suspend.
Yeah, they run that off. It's called option keep, Ira, and they just fake it to Birdsong, the fullback. Defensive tackles will collapse on Birdsong, and then he just follows up. And just that little delay gets him that yardage. Yeah. Good play.
Yeah, Liam Suspend doing the job on helping get that first down at the 44-yard line. They faked to the first and gave to the second guy, and he was driven way back. That was Gaviola. And he got the ball at about the 47-yard line, and he was driven back to his own 47-yard line, or maybe even farther back there. They haven't spotted. Now they bring it back to about the Deer Valley 47-yard line.
That time, American Canyon came out in a Cox box where it was a real tight formation, just tried to run it underneath counter. Deer Valley was all over it.
C is out wide to the right side. slot man going in motion. That's Thomas. And they run to the left side with Thomas taking the pitch and getting inside the 40 and bounced out of bounds before he could pick up a first down, going out at about the 39-yard line on the far side.
So, Ira, it looks like American Canyon is trying to run inside, outside, inside with Birdsong. And
Thomas on the outside.
And Thomas on the outside with Eschenberg as well on the inside.
Yeah. So Eschenberg, just a junior. He's calming down now. He was a bit nervous, as you can imagine.
He was.
At the outset
definitely.
Of this game. He works under center as puts a man in motion. And the pitch goes to the motion man at the 40-yard line, and he is hit. He stays on his feet and gets by one tackler, and then he stumbles and holds onto the football. Del Rosario, Justin Del Rosario, is picking up another first down. Though they're moving the ball now, got it down to the 33-yard line.
Yeah, and that's just the running back, Rosario, there just did it. That was all on his own because the tackle on that option toss missed the block, and you can see him. He's real mad at himself. But that's just all on the running back there. Let's see if they come back inside to Birdsong on this play here, Ira.
As they put a man in motion again, and the pitch goes to that man, Gaviola. He goes to the left side, cuts into the 30, the 25, the 20, down the sideline to 15, the 10, boom! Bounced out of bounds there. Oh, what a good block on the outside there for Cave Gaviola.
And that time set to run an option toss. They just ran a reverse toss sweep. Nice little play action, and Gaviola did a great job. He's quick, Ira. I'd be feeding him the ball a little bit more.
Just a junior, so he was on that 7-2 JV team last year. So we've got a timeout taken by the defense there. Deer Valley calls a timeout with 8:09 to go in the third quarter. And our score is Deer Valley of Antioch 28, American Canyon 7. Back after this. We're back here at Wolf Den Stadium on KVON, 1440 a.m. in Napa.
And Ira, as American Canyon is threatening to score, a quick update at halftime at Wilsey Wood High School. It is Wilsey Wood over Vintage, 21-7, Wilsey Wood over Vintage.
That's a halftime score. Long way to go in that game. All right, let's see what happens now. Eschenberg under center. Fakes to the first man. No, hands off to the first man. There he gets, and that was
Birdsong.
Birdsong again. Eddie Birdsong stopped at the 5-yard line.
Yeah, big Cameron James there, or James Cameron, excuse me, number 51. We've talked about how big he is. 5'8", 254 pounds.
Yeah.
He might be a little bit bigger.
Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed number 79 for American Canyon or not. That's well, anyway, there's a pitch out going to the right side, going into the end zone. Justin Del Rosario. Del Rosario into the end zone for a touchdown.
And boy, he was that. Give that touchdown to Darius Thomas as well, Ira. He made a key block, a very key block to allow Del Rosario into the end zone.
All right, well, we're tightening up the game now. They're going to attempt the extra point by kicking the ball, and why not with Jose Luis B. Lopez. He's a left-footed kicker. He gets set. The snap, the placement, and his kick is good. So there's a timeout now with 7:37 to go, and we are getting closer to the same score.
And Ira, this is just what American Canyon needed. Take the ball at halftime, get a nice, long, sustained drive, go down, put points on the board. Now they got to call on their defense to stop this tough Deer Valley offense and get the ball back and march down again. Good job, American Canyon.
All right, well, they're going to be setting up here very quickly, though we'll keep it right here as we get set for the American Canyon kickoff. As the already the Wolves are out. They are much more charged up.
Oh,
you know, they were slow at coming out before. Now they're hustling out there.
Ira, I'm, you know, they know now they can play this game. They know they can play with a good team and play with talent. And I'm sure the coaches reminded them that during halftime. What? You know, as a group and individually as well. And you know, hey, you got some fans out here at your first game. Don't embarrass yourselves like you did this first half. Let's come out and let's play some football.
Deer Valley does not have the depth that American Canyon has, and that could really be a factor
it,
later.
It really
in the
could.
Game.
They don't have the kicking game, which I have a feeling might be a factor later in this game.
Well, definitely American Canyon has a good kicker in Lopez. He's teed up the football there at the 40-yard line. And they drop back Nollis over on the right side and Robinson on the left side for the return back inside the 10-yard line for the Wolverines. Waiting for the official's whistle. There it is. There's the approach, and it's... kick is going back and will kick into the end zone for a touchback out to the 20-yard line.
And this is why I was talking about the kicking game. You know, if American Canyon can stop Deer Valley here and put a couple more scores, it may come down to a field goal for this game, Ira.
Well, the first four touchdowns were scored by Deer Valley. They had three of them in the first half. The last two by American Canyon, and they've got the mojo.
Yeah, absolutely. So now it's on the defense to make the stop. They've got to stop this drive and do not let Deer Valley put points on the board.
Well, Scott and Robinson, you got to watch them. Scott is the quarterback as he is in the shotgun formation and takes the snap. Hands off to Robinson, goes to the right side, cuts in at the 20, the 25. He's down the sideline, the 30, then sidesteps a would-be defender at the 35, goes to the 40, may have stepped out of bounds in that area as he continues running to the 45, but the officials then are... indicating stop play, and they're going to take it back to about the 43-yard line.
Ira, it's all on the perimeter that the defensive backs are just getting sealed inside by the Deer Valley receivers, and the Scott and Rogers are able to break out and get around the corner.
Very successfully at that. 7.5 minutes to go, third quarter, 28-14 to score. The Wolves trail, the Wolverines with the ball. And Scott, the quarterback, keeps the ball. He faked a handoff, and he is able to muscle his way for about, well, he gets to about the 46-yard line. I think that may have been a broken play.
It was. Scott expected Robinson to be on the right side, and Robinson went left. I think that's on Robinson.
But still, Scott was able to pick up about 4 yards on the play, a long three anyway. So make it second down and 7 yards to go and 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Big sequence for this Wolves defense as it tries to tighten up, get the ball back for the offense. Two wides to the left, one to the right. Single setback Robinson just to the right of Scott, who takes the snap, drop back the pass, sets a screen, and the screen is complete to Robinson at the 50, the 45, the 40. He's down to the 35, the 30, going to his left, not the 25. Makes the cut at the 15, down to the 10. He gets inside the 5, and he is wrestled down from behind as getting over there was... one of the players, I think that was Billy Biondi.
Yes, Biondi and Hoover both down there. I tell you, Robinson's just too quick for him, Ira.
Oh,
just
boy.
Too quick.
But, yeah, you talk about a screen, and that was set up just so well. And when you look at Robinson, he's only 5'6".
Right.
And when you put him in the middle there to get that lob pass.
He gets lost, yeah.
So here they go now, just at the 3-yard line. Scott's going to carry it in himself. Oh, he's not. He gets hit and driven back there. He dropped the football, but I think they had already blown the play dead. Well, maybe they were having a quick whistle there. But
he was down.
Yeah. Antonio Perez picked up the ball, and he went down about 35 yards or so. And
as your halftime boy, big Derek Connor on that stop right there.
So he says he's good at music, so he's also good at football there, helping make that stop. So they actually lost a yard. It'll be second down and goal to go from the 4-yard line. 5.5 minutes remaining, third quarter, 28-14 is the score, with Deer Valley in the lead, and they have the ball threatening to score again as Scott from the shotgun takes a snap. And it goes over right tackle and goes right into the end zone. Boy, they opened up that hole there on that right side.
Yeah, the right guard blocked down. The left guard pulled, let up the hole. And Robinson let followed up behind him with the block, and Scott just walked in freely.
Well, one of the players for the Wolves coming to the sideline, I think he may have taken a hit or something on that last play. That was Kurt Della. He's taking himself out of the lineup, holding his hand as he comes to the sideline. Well, they go for a two-point conversion. No surprise there. As Scott keeps the ball again. He tries the same thing off of that right side, and this time he is stopped from getting in. Now they're saying he did get in.
Yep.
That second effort.
Yep.
They looked like they had him stopped.
They tackled him and threw him around and actually threw him into the goal line
not the way they wanted to tackle him. They tackled him without him getting into the end zone, but they didn't bring him down until he got into the end zone. So, with 5:15 to go, we're going to take a little break here, and we'll be back in a moment with the score now. Deer Valley 36 and American Canyon 14. Well, that is the way, Kent, to thwart a comeback attempt.
Yeah, it's just heartbreaking, you know, and that little screen pass, Ira, that was just unreal.
All right, here's an onside kick, and it finally is fallen on by the Wolves. Looked like everybody just standing around watching where that ball's going to go.
And it was the first bad onside kick by the Deer Valley Wolverines, as it only traveled 7 yards.
Yeah, it has to go 10 yards.
Right.
But, they kick it from the 40, and that went just across the 45, a couple yards to the 47-yard line. So that was why people were laying back, because if they just let it go, it could be a penalty there. In the meantime, it's the offense now for American Canyon. They have double wides to the right side. And the pitch goes to the motion man as he goes, swings out to the right, the 45, the 40, down the sideline, inside the 30-yard line, and Rosario goes inside the 30 to about the 27-yard line.
Right, he's the left wing back, or actually playing out in the mid-slot that time.
Yeah.
Motioning across, takes the pitch, and I'm telling you, the right slot back, which was Thomas, Ira, that's two blocks he's made that's just been unbelievable. Thomas on those blocks.
And that is what is
what's
really helped
him up.
Us. Yeah. So it's a first down for the Wolves out there at the 27-yard line. They are in Wolverine territory now. Again, the motion man, the quarterback on the option, keeps the ball, and he is tripped up there at about the line of scrimmage. May have lunged forward for a yard. He tried to lunge there, and the defender was trying to hold him back.
Yeah, King Matu just made a shoelace tackle there, that big defensive tackle. He's actually going out of the game right now, but that was a good tackle because Eschenberg had some yards there he was going to pick up.
Yeah, a 1 yard gain on the play. Slot left side, slot right side. The right side slot man goes in motion, and he will take the pitch. It's Thomas. Thomas gets, he got hit as he turned the corner. He did get inside the 25-yard line. He's going to be hit just a little shy of a first down by a couple or 3 yards.
Jordan Pringle, that middle linebacker, is the one who came up and made that tackle, Ira. He came flying from his middle backfield. He covered a lot of ground very quickly. Good athlete.
Inside of 4 minutes to go now in the third quarter, 36-14 the score. American Canyon with the ball. They trail in the ball game. Third down, 5 yards to go for another first down. Vance Eschenberg under center. Gives to the first man going through, and it is Eddie
Birdsong
straight ahead and picks up the first down. That was a quick opener there for that offensive line.
Yeah, right off the option look. Give it to the fullback, and Eddie's quick. He's only about 2 yards behind the quarterback, so he's in that hole just like that.
Yeah, and he's listed 5'11", about 210. He's a very strong 210.
Yeah,
he doesn't look like 5'11", though. But
no, he's very muscular, very stout. He's got good speed.
All right, we'll see what can happen now with 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. The pitch again goes to the motion man as he tries to swing out to the right side. And it is Del Rosario, and he is brought down for a loss on the play.
We have a flag, Ira.
You know, we haven't seen many flags for the first game of the season.
Not too many.
I thought we might see more procedural penalties.
But
there's going to be a hold against the offense. Boy, they're moving the wrong way now, Kent.
Well, they just, you know, they get the yards, and then it's either a turnover or a big penalty.
Yeah, they have to get down to the 5-yard line to get a first down. And they haven't brought the ball back out there yet to mark off the yardage for that penalty.
I think the officials are discussing amongst themselves where...
Yeah, they'd already shown a hold. That would have been a 10-yarder, but they... I'm not sure what the...
I think they want some more time on the clock. I'm not too sure. 2:30. They want 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, no! So very good job there by the officials catching that the clock did not stop after the play was blown dead.
Right.
The penalty. So anyway, we go back to 2.5 minutes to go in the quarter. And after the penalty, the ball is outside the 25-yard line, at the 27-yard line, at the far side hash marks. Double wide to the either side, and a single setback there as the quarterback is back to pass. Looking, Vance fires down. Touchdown into the end zone to Gaviola. Gaviola gets the touchdown. A 27-yard touchdown heave from Vance Eschenberg.
Eschenberg did a good job. I just sat and patiently waited while Gaviola was able to just run basically a straight fly pattern, got behind the defense. Good ball, good catch, touchdown.
I thought it was going to be underthrown for a moment, but Gaviola did a really nice job of looking it into his hands.
Yep, just followed all the way and beat the defender.
So that makes it 36-20, and the extra point attempt coming from Lopez. It's placed down, and the left-footed kick is up, and it is good. So there's a timeout now. 2:09 to go in the third quarter, and it is Deer Valley 36, American Canyon 21. Back after this. Well, Kent Fry, Eschenberg coming around here in this second half.
Yeah, he's gaining more confidence, Ira, and more importantly, the offense is gaining confidence as they know they can put points on the board. And it's just, you know, defensively, they just have not been able to stop the 1-2 punch of the tandem of
Scott and Robinson, yeah.
Joshua Scott, excuse me, Ira, yeah. The quarterback. And then Patrick Robinson, the running back. They just have not been able to stop him. But American Canyon's offense is definitely gaining confidence. Let's see if they can stop him here and get that ball back because they know they can put points on the board.
Here's Lopez ready to approach that football. And he's been kicking. Now they try an onside kick. It's a live ball. Scramble for it. And American Canyon, let's see if they got it. They got it before it went out of bounds. And there is an onside kick recovered by the Wolves.
Gutsy call, Ira, but one that had to be made. Good kick.
Boy, they could score here in the third quarter. They'd be within a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Well, the ball is at the 48-yard line of the Wolverines. So they take Wolves take over in the Deer Valley territory, and they have Vance Eschenberg bringing him up to the line. They have the slots on either side, but they go up the middle as Eddie Birdsong gets just short yardage this time, stopped at the 46-yard line.
Still got plenty of time, Ira.
Oh, yeah.
You got a whole... You know, we've got a minute and 50 seconds left here in the third, and you have the whole fourth quarter. Just need to get a good sustained drive, a couple little passes here,
Well, Eschenberg has looked good on his passing.
Yeah, Eschenberg's dropping the ball on where it needs to be.
So
a tight formation again here. I would see if they try to run this underneath counter.
Second and eight. Putting Thomas in motion. Going up the middle with Birdsong again. He gets inside the 40. He's going to be very close to a first down, but about a yard shy.
Yeah, a long yard, yard and a half here. Big play here. Third down, Ira.
Coming onto the field on the offense is Alec Hoover. He will be in there to spell Birdsong, give him a little bit of a rest. Coming up on the one-minute mark here in the third quarter. The ball is right at the 40-yard line on the far side hash marks. And coming very wide right is Tyler Wynn.
Look for Eschenberg to keep this ball.
Eschenberg fakes to the first man, gives to the second man. Nothing opened up there for Hoover, but he kept trying to get that yard they needed, but did not come up with it. But it's fourth down and about a half a yard to go. So you got to go for it, no?
Well, I question why they took Birdsong out if they're going to run that play. Yard and a half, and they had the big bull right there out.
Well, they didn't put him back in. He started to go in, but he started too late, and he has to come back to the sideline.
So I question that move.
He's your short yardage guy. Eschenberg has him up at the line now. Single setback. Thomas goes in motion. The pitch goes to Thomas. He tries to make the cut, and he picks up a first down. Slides forward to the 40 or the 35-yard line. Good move out there by Darius Thomas to get that first down.
Absolutely, Ira, and that was all on Darius Thomas running wide that on that sweep toss.
We're inside of 1 minute to go in the third quarter. 36-21 score. The Wolves get the ball inside of the 35-yard line, at the 34-yard line. And that's going to be the end of the quarter. So we're at the end of three quarters of play. Stay right there, as if the Wolves score this time, we got right back in the ball game. We'll be back in a moment. 36-21 the score. Deer Valley in the lead. Well, Kent, do you think they got the momentum back?
Well, definitely do, Ira. They've had it from the start of the second half when they marched down the field and put points on the board. They just got to be able to stop Deer Valley's offense, and that's what they have not been able to do. So here at the 35-yard line, Ira, 34-yard line, AC needs to put the ball in the end zone here on this drive. They need to come away with points.
Yep, they do that. They have Del Rosario as the slot over on the left side. A heavy trip set on the left side now.
To the short side of the field. Let's see what they're going to do.
Yeah, that is right, on the short side. And a wing back out on the right side. The quarterback is going to take the ball and run with it. The 30, the 25. He is grabbed and wrestled out of bounds by Joshua Scott. So Scott is doing it on defense like he did on offense earlier.
And Ira, what they were trying to set up was like a little tight end screen to the lone tight end on the right side. Three receivers on the short side were just clearing out. Eschenberg did a great job reading that. It wasn't there. And
he escaped.
A nice great gain for himself. First down.
The ball is at the 21-yard line. We're just underway here in the fourth quarter of the game. Double wides to the left, double out to the right, single setback in the backfield as they got Birdsong back in there. And the pitch goes over to Del Rosario, and he's hit behind the line, but he breaks that tackle. He's hit again. He drops the football, and oh no.
I think it was a fumble, Ira. From here, it looked like a fumble.
It looked like
unless they say the ground caused it.
That's right. But anyway, fortunate for the Wolves because Deer Valley had come up with
the ball. They're saying it's Deer Valley ball.
Yeah, well, I thought he had, when he dropped the ball, his knee was not down.
And I don't have a number on
that's
big
a fourth turnover.
Yeah, a
counting
big,
the two
big number 52 for American Canada. I don't have a number. It just missed the block, and that's the start
of
the play.
That's Hamilton. They call him Jordan. His real name is Ronald Hamilton, but he goes by Jordan. He's one of the tackles out there with Lopez.
Jordan, he missed a key block there. When they run that toss, the tackle has to make that outside block.
And boy, that costly turnover.
Huge turnover. That's the biggest one of the night right there.
That was. That just when they had the momentum. They've had momentum twice when they've turned the ball over. First game of the season, though, as Scott takes the handoff. And he gives to Robinson up the middle, over the 30, Ira. 35, 40. He's out to midfield, down the left sideline. He is hit from behind at the 30-yard line and dropped down there after a long run. And who finally caught up with him there?
Billy Bardini.
Wow. So,
just like that, yeah. Ira, Deer Valley's down there around the 15, and now they're down on American Canyon's 28-yard line.
Biondini is 6 foot, 165 pounds senior, but he saved a tackle on that.
Yeah, he saved a touchdown, that's right.
Oh, he saved a touchdown, pardon me. So that takes the ball all the way down to the 28-yard line of the Wolves. First down now for Deer Valley. Just over 11 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, 36-21 to score. Deer Valley in the lead. And they hand off to Robinson. Robinson skirts to the outside, and as he makes his cut down, he is brought down by Biondini again.
Yeah. Yeah. Biondini and Thomas, I believe.
So he picked up about 7 yards on the play. Second down, about 3 to go for a first down. Maybe he picked up 6 and make it second and 4. Right in that vicinity. The clock is going to be a factor very soon. So the Wolves need to get that football back. They need to effect a turnover on the other side. As Scott, he's been in the shotgun all night. He keeps the ball this time over right tackle, and he is finally tackled and brought down over that right side by Alex Hoover.
Yeah, Hoover did a good job in making that tackle. Unfortunately, it's a first down there, but picked up by Scott. Deer Valley's on the march again here, Ira.
They get the ball down to the 17-yard line with 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. They lead it 36-21 as they huddle back outside the 25. Now break the huddle. Come up over the ball. Double wides to the left, single wide to the right. Robinson, the setback behind the quarterback, will take the ball, and he's going to go nowhere. They got in and spill him right there at the 20-yard line by Hamilton. So Jordan Hamilton did a good job on that on the defense.
And Derek Connor as well in there.
Well, coming off hobbling is Antonio Perez. Boy, he is, maybe he's just tired. He has been battered out there quite a bit tonight. So from the 20-yard line, it's going to be second down. They have about 13 yards to go for a first down, and they lead it 36-21 here as we're just over 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Joshua Scott, a 6 foot senior quarterback from the shotgun formation, has to pick up a loose ball as it was a bad snap, and he falls on the ball to save the possession.
Well, I think the center didn't mean to snap it. I think he started to snap, realized that it wasn't on the count, and then tried to stop it. And Deer Valley, very fortunate to recover that ball.
Yeah.
Timeout.
American Canyon. Well, each team has spent a timeout here, each with a couple timeouts to go in this second half. And looking ahead to next week, we have three games on next week's agenda. Akilani's at Vintage next Friday night. Then Justin Siena hosting Healdsburg on KVYN 99.3 FM. Then next Saturday night, that'll be August the 25th, it will be Napa High hosting East Union, and that will be on KVON. Then the following Friday, August 31st, we'll be right back here at American Canyon, see them take on Amador Valley, and we'll also have a game on KVYN. That'll be Armio at Justin Siena. Could be a good game, too.
I know Justin's at Piedmont tonight.
Yeah. Piedmont usually pretty tough in athletics. All right, here we go. Third down, 14 yards to go. Scott gets the snap, hands off, and no place for Robinson to go. He loses yards again. Now that defense is getting charged up.
Yep, and they have one more play to stop because Deer Valley's going to run another play. Tadlip, Alex Tadlip on the play there, making the stop.
So, did they take another timeout?
Yeah, I believe Deer Valley called a timeout here.
Okay. Deer Valley leading 36-21. Well, we mentioned earlier that we'll be back here, or we'll be broadcasting five of the American Canyon games, and all of them here at the Wolf Den Stadium. So the next one we mentioned will be August 31st against Amador, and then on September 14th against Petaluma. That game, by the way, will be on KVYN. Then on September 28th, it'll be Napa here. So we'll be coming down to see Napa against American Canyon. Then the following Friday, October 5th, we'll be down here to watch Vintage take on.
That's going to be a good game. I'm looking forward to that Vintage American Canyon game.
Then Justin Siena will be here on October 26th. On the that's big game night for Napa and Vintage. All right, here we go now. 8:46 to go, fourth quarter, 36-21 is the score, as Deer Valley with the ball and the lead. Single set back, there is Robinson, wide outs either side, and there's movement in the backfield, and the coaches are trying to get the officials' attention. Scott rolls out and just jumps a little pass off. There was movement definitely in the backfield, and the American Canyon coaches caught it. But the officials did not.
Yeah, and they know it. They know they dropped the ball in that one, or you can just tell.
Yeah.
Good stop on downs here by American Canyon.
I think it's one of those
Canyon.
Things that was so obvious that they didn't. None of them wanted to call
They're
it.
They're shocked,
They'll let somebody else call it, and nobody did. Well, that still brings up fourth down. No, that was fourth down.
Yeah.
So a good play anyway for... the American Canyon team now. They still have plenty of time. They need a couple touchdowns. Trailing at 36-21. 8:41 to go. Vance Eschenberg, the quarterback. Single setback behind him. That's Eddie Birdsong. Fires it down the right sideline. And the ball is up in the air and it falls down to the ground. Pretty good coverage back there. I think that was Scott back here on the coverage as well.
Yeah, and that time it was underthrown, like you said earlier, Ira, and that time is a jump ball there.
Yeah.
So.
And Scott had the height advantage on the receiver over there. So we have second down and 10 yards to go. But Eschenberg can put the ball in the air for quite a distance. That was a little short. Pitch back. As they tried to turn the corner at the 30 and slips and slips out of bounds.
Yeah, yeah, he needs to get out of bounds. I don't know. He tried to make a cutback.
Yeah, he was trying to. He was running sideways to try to figure out what his number was on that. Got blocked out on the play.
Yeah, it's Darian Thomas there.
Thomas
on the carry.
Nine. Okay. 8.5 minutes to go now. Eschenberg needing to. Hurry things along a little bit, still in their own territory. He hands off, and they pick up a first down out to the 40-yard line as he gives the ball to Eddie Birdsong. Busted through there for a nice pickup. Ball is at American Canyon's 40-yard line. They have 60 yards to go. Eschenberg saying something there as his teammates are lining up at the line of scrimmage. Barking out a play now as he takes the snap and drops back. Getting the right, he's going to be sacked.
Yeah, they're trying to run a wheel right route. Just taking too long. The inside receiver is in tight. If they're going to run that wheel, he needs to get out to the mid-slot.
And he's brought down at the 36-yard line.
Clock's still running, Ira, down to 7 minutes, 50 seconds here.
So at one time, American Canyon trailed 28 to nothing. They were down 22 to nothing at the end of the first quarter. They've been playing much better here in the second half. Del Rosario with the ball. Oh, he is hit as he just crosses the line of scrimmage and dropped down, and he pops back up. But, boy, he took a pretty good hit as he tried to make his cut from the right side to go downfield.
Yeah, and that was Patrick Robinson on the hit, Ira.
Wow. You think these guys would be running out of gas before? Yeah. This is the first game of the season.
So the safeties for Deer Valley, they make that read on that toss very quickly and come up and force that play back inside or make the play themselves.
Deer Valley does not have the depth that American Canyon does. We'll see if that pays off here in the final 7 minutes. Eschenberg. And there is a whistle as he handed the ball off to Darius Thomas, but a whistle had stopped play.
I believe Deer Valley took a timeout. Robinson went down on the ground to try to get the clock stopped, so, and the official wasn't having anything of it. Made him get up.
Each team now with one timeout remaining. You know, in rushing from last year, Scott and Robinson are the only two back from last year. They had Biddle, Johnson, Bird, and Russell were all running backs that graduated last year. And in passing, Scott was their passer, was their quarterback last year, and Biddle got in to attempt two passes over in the season, completed one for 13 yards. But other than that, it was Scott all year last year. Well, after tonight, American Canyon will travel to Sacramento for Intercom, and then back here to Amador Valley. Then they go to Wilsey Wood. Then they're home to three games in a row, Petaluma, Sonoma Valley, and Napa. Getting set. In fact, I think I have the wrong thing. I have Vintage at American Canyon, and I think that could be wrong. I have to double-check that, as it shows that's at Vintage at Memorial Stadium. So we'll have plenty of time to check on that. It's going to be third down and about 11 yards to go now for American Canyon. We're just inside of 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Eschenberg dropped back to pass. Looks, set, fires it down the left side. It is up for grab, and it's grabbed at the 30-yard line. Complete down to Justin Del Rosario. Del Rosario went up against two defenders. He was right in between. And what a catch.
What a catch is right, Eric, because the defender was face guarding him, face masking him, if you will. And he still went up and got that ball. Great catch by Del Rosario.
Yeah, he comes out of the lineup now after that long run and ready to put the ball in play. The pitch goes to Gaviola. Gaviola, the right side, the 25, the 20, down the sideline. Boom! He takes the hit and is dropped around the 15-yard line. Now the Wolves are rolling again.
Much better blocking on the perimeter out there.
Good work on the ground game at that time, where they'd been having some problems.
Yep, Jarius Thomas again on the great blocking on the perimeter.
Ball is at the at the 15-yard line. So it is first down at the 15-yard line. They try to go up the... the pitch out goes to the outside, and they get inside the 10-yard line. They faked a dive and gave to Thomas as he was swinging out, and Thomas got inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, and that time they're just trying to run the option toss, the true option toss to the left side. Eschenberg almost has to toss it with his right hand. He just can't. He can't toss it with his left, and so he has to pitch it with his right.
All right. It is... second down as they try to go over the right side and get a short gain inside the five. And I don't know if they ever brought him down. They just stopped his progress. But there were so many guys, both offense and defense, that were holding him up there.
Yeah, that was Birdsong, Ira.
Yeah, Birdsong was, they finally called him then, blew the whistle, and it's at about the 5-yard line. They need 1 yard for a first down. The pitch goes to the far side, and swinging out is Gaviola, and he's going to lose yardage. That was on a third down play. They needed a half a yard, and they went wide.
Ira, thank you very much. I do not understand that. Yeah. All you need is Birdsong right up the middle. His forward momentum would get you that first down. That's on the coaches.
They lost 4 yards on the play, so now it's fourth down and 5 yards to go. They needed a half yard on third down, and they ran wide.
Pitch. Bad play call, guys. I'm not being critical. I'm just stating a fact. That's when you have a half a yard down there, and your big fullback Birdsong's averaging 4, 3.5 a pop. Just hand the ball to Birdsong, let him get it.
He's hard to stop for a short gain anyway. And he can break him, too. He can get some long gainers. So a big play on fourth down and 5 yards to go. Let's see what John Montante can come up with as far as this next call. And it is going to be a big one.
And Ira, when they review the film, the coaches will review the film first before the kids see it. And, you know, the coaches will be very critical of each other. And they'll say, hey, we made a bad play call here. We can't do this again. We need to do a better job at onside kick recovery.
Well, they can make up for it on this play. They need 5 yards to sustain their drive. They are at the 10-yard line. They need to get to the 5-yard line for a first down. They're... are 5 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter, and they trail 36-21 as they come up to the line of scrimmage. The quarterback, Vance Eschenberg, under his center. Single setback behind him. He looks to pass. He's rolling out. He's going to keep the ball, the 10. He got the first down at the 5, and then he is dropped. But he holds on to the football. Coming in for the tackle was Logan Fontaine for Deer Valley. But Eschenberg, I'm pretty sure, got that first down. They have not given the signal yet. But it looked from our vantage point like he is. There's the signal. Yeah. First down, goal to go.
Big play by the junior quarterback, Ira Eschenberg.
Well, he's looking better this second
big
half.
Play.
Different quarterback. The way he's playing. He's doing a really nice job here. Yeah, it's Birdsong in the backfield. He gives, no, he faced to Birdsong, pitches out wide to the right to Gaviola, and he loses yards again. He fumbled the ball,
fumbled
too.
Fumbled the ball, recovered
and,
by Deer Valley.
Oh, look at there. It is recovered by Deer Valley. The fifth turnover by American Canyon, and three of them have been deep inside the 10-yard line. Boy, they just get down there. It was first and goal to go from the 5-yard line. And that running wide right two times in a row. They lost yardage the first time, and they were losing yards that time, but they dropped the ball too.
And Ira, what's sad about that is the turnovers weren't really caused by a tackle. They just lost the handle on it.
Yeah, and the two turnovers on the onside kick, two consecutive ones there in that first quarter. That's when... The Deer Valley team rolled up three touchdowns in the first quarter, and Deer Valley gets the ball back now as Scott, the quarterback, will be right near his own end zone as he takes the snap, hands off to Robinson. No, he keeps the ball, fakes to Robinson. He keeps it out the 20, 25, 30, down the sideline, being pursued by Biondini, and he gets him out of bounds. Well, that Biondini is... able to catch up and get him out of bounds, but Scott, who racked up more yards, takes the ball into Wolves territory. Well, take away the turnover, which you can't do. The Wolves have been coming back better than they had in that first quarter. Trailing 22-0 in the first quarter, 28-0 at halftime. 4.5 minutes to go now, 36-21, and they've fumbled again down in that red zone inside the 10-yard line. So now it is Wolverine football at the Wolves' 46-yard line, and Scott hands off Robinson, fakes a little juke to the left, and Sid goes to the right and gets down to the 40-yard line.
Is he fun to watch or nothing? I tell you, Ira, he can make cuts right and left.
That little move to the left and then quickly to his right. Makes him tough to bring down. The ball is at the 40-yard line in American Canyon territory. Cock continues to move now. And, of course, Deer Valley will take as much time off the clock as possible as they lead it by a couple touchdowns and a two-point conversion. Going out to wide left, Fontaine and Padilla. They went to Padilla earlier and didn't have much success. They haven't gone that direction since. They haven't needed to. They give to Robinson inside the 40, the 35, down to the 30. Boy, is he tough to bring down. He's finally tackled at the 28-yard line after another first down.
He really is, Ira, I tell you.
Well, I wish we had the statistics on the yardage for Patrick Robinson and Joshua Scott.
The ball on that tackle.
Yeah, you got to give the line credit, too. I mean,
absolutely.
They're not doing that on their own.
No, and they're just they've been controlling the line of scrimmage from the get-go of this game, running that little counter. They need to pull either both backside guard and tackle or just the guard.
Well, we're inside of 3.5 minutes to go now. And the quarterback, Scott, from the shotgun is going to run with it. Goes to the left side, gets inside the 25. Tries to swing to the outside, but is met by two defenders and brought down right at the 25-yard line of American Canyon. They have to get down inside the 20 for a first down. And there are 3 minutes remaining here in this fourth quarter. And a 15-point deficit facing the Wolverines. Ninth year for football here at American Canyon. Ninth year for the school, we should say. The first year, they just had a JV program. So this is actually the eighth year for a varsity program. They had 52 wins and 29 losses overall through last varsity season. Here they go. Second down, 5 yards to go. Scott, the quarterback from the shotgun, gets a high snap. Goes towards the center and then makes a little move to the left side and is brought down right there. Short gain that time by Scott.
Good defense there by American Canyon. Big third down and 5. Of course, Deer Valley has 2 chances to get this first down.
The American Canyon's out of timeouts, too. Deer Valley has 1 timeout remaining. 2 minutes to go. 36-21 to score. Deer Valley... Philly. Now, this is a team that only went 2-8 last year.
I'm impressed with Deer Valley. I really am. Especially, like you said, Ira, a big school, big enrollment, and they have short numbers on their field. But,
yeah.
Boy, do they have talent.
I don't think they have even 20 players.
Yeah, they just got a lot of talent there.
Scott on the snap hands the ball off, and it's Robinson who carries to the 20-yard line, and that's very close to the first down. They needed to get inside the 20. Depends on where they spot the ball. Here is a Scott coming in for American Canyon. It's Jeff Scott. So we have Scott quarterbacking the Wolverines throughout the game, and now we have Jeff Scott out there for American Canyon.
Yeah, American Canyon's starting to get some of the reserves in the game here.
Yeah. Yeah, they also have Alex Yamas. He's a sophomore. So sophomore getting to see some action tonight. As he did not get that first down, by the way. I said it was very close, depending on the spot of the ball. And it was... a short yard shy. They're spotting the ball right at the 20-yard line, and they needed to get to the 19-yard line. And they spend their final timeout. It's interesting, all timeouts that were allotted were used tonight.
Yeah.
All 6 in the first half and all 6 here in the second half.
I don't think Deer Valley could get their play in on the time. They were kind of forced there to take that final timeout.
Yeah, that was probably it. But, you know, we're inside of a minute to go now.
Right.
But it turned out to be an interesting football game. The way it started out, you weren't sure.
Right. It really was, Ira. It's a good call. You know, it's just Deer Valley came out ablazing. Then American Canyon halftime came back out and made it a game. But then the turnovers just killed American Canyon.
Yeah, 5 turnovers. In the game. Joshua Scott, the quarterback who's gone all the way, takes a snap and he's going to run with it right up the middle, bounces off of one, keeps going the 10, the 5. He lunges forward and he is stopped. Just shot. I think his knee went down at the 1.
Yeah, just
looked
short.
Like. Boy, he went right up the middle there. As you said, they put some players that have not seen action yet
right in
there on that. And Scott just took advantage of it. He went where the new guys came in.
Once Scott or Robinson get through that initial line, then they're gone. They make a move and they are gone.
Well, this was almost reminiscent of last season, the final game in the second round of the playoffs when American Canyon lost at Manteca. 62-32 was the final in that game. But that didn't have much question from early on. This one was... in doubt until right here in the last few minutes.
Yeah, he just took a knee there.
Yeah, good gesture of sportsmanship there. Just taking a knee when they get down there at the 1 yard line. So that's going to be the final in this game as it will be the Deer Valley team winning the game. And we'll be back with some final comments in a moment. The clock has run out. That's the ball game. Final score, the Deer Valley Wolverines from Antioch 36 and the American Canyon Wolves 21. Back after this.
Good morning, Kelly and the morning listeners. This is Dan Moniz, and by now you know I want to be your next supervisor in District 1. Deciding to run against an incumbent who has held office for 20 years was not easy, but many people told me that after 20 years, it's time for a fresh perspective. Now, I'm not a political insider, but I do understand this community from my service as your police chief and my many years working with local nonprofits. We're in some tough times right now, but I think my hands-on management and leadership experience can help us get through the difficult times and come out on the other side stronger and closer as a community. I'm asking for a chance to make a difference. I'm asking for your vote on June 8th. Paid for by Dan Moniz for Supervisor.
Here is Janice Clifton from Abbey Carpets.
I started the business 29 years ago. I purchased it from one of my clients. All this time, we've been in the same location right behind Walmart. I have a great group of people working for me. They are all the sales staff are non-commissioned. Many of them have been with me 25 years and more, so we have a good group. We're kind of like family because we've been together so long. We do very small jobs up to very large commercial jobs to custom building. Right now, our most asked for products are ceramic tile, stone, and hardwood.
Hi, this is State Farm Insurance Agent Mark Coleman. I would like to urge everyone to become a member of the Sports Booster Club at the school of your choice. You can be a positive influence by supporting the youth and sports programs. I know the school's boosters will appreciate having you as a member. Also consider supporting the Boys and Girls Club of the Napa Valley. You can help benefit the entire community by helping send our youth in a positive direction. Everyone wins when we support the youth service organizations of the Napa Valley. Thank you.
You're in tune with KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at KVON.com. Along with Kent Fry, this is Ira C. Smith. We're here at Wolf Den Stadium at American Canyon to start the 2018 football season, and it got off to a little ragged start for the American Canyon Wolves there in the opening quarter and actually the first half.
The whole first half, Ira, yeah, they came up against a team that had great speed, good blocking schemes, and two talented running backs in the quarterback, Joshua Scott, and their running back, Patrick Robinson. It was just too much for American Canyon to stop and handle. And they were down 22-0 just like that before they even realized they had a ball game going.
Well, we can maybe see if we can get a report on that vintage game yet. What was the last score we had?
Actually, Ira, I do have an update. And basically, it's the same game that we saw here. There's four turnovers right now for the Vintage Crushers.
Four? Ooh, wow.
Four turnovers right now. Wood, you know, with a team kind of like Deer Valley with a lot of speed and so forth, just can't overcome that. At the end of three, it's 28-7. We'll see Wood over Vintage.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you were looking at
28-7. Excuse me, 28-7.
It looked like that the Crushers could be the team to beat in this new Vine Valley Athletic League. But, you know, Wood could be loaded, too. Now, this American Canyon team is going to be playing Will C. Wood on September the 7th, and that's going to be in Wood's new stadium where the Crushers are playing tonight.
Well, you know, I don't care how good of a team you are or how bad of a team you are, if you're going to turn the ball over, we know we had five turnovers. I think there might have been six turnovers. Yeah. Dino's not here tonight.
Yeah, we didn't have our statistician with us tonight, unfortunately.
You just can't win a ball game when you turn the ball over. It's simple as that, you know. American Canyon, you know, in the second half, they came out, they marched down the field, they put points on the board, made a stance, and they were marching down again and turned the ball over.
Inside the 10-yard line.
They get down that red zone and turn the ball over. So, you know, it was down by 14 points at the start of the midway through the third quarter. They make a stop. They're coming back down, getting ready to score again and turn that ball. They could have been down 7 points. We could have had a completely different ball game here, Ira, if it wasn't for turnovers.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that at the outset there, the American Canyon players, which did a great job on the JVs last year at 7-2, but they seemed a bit nervous and they were out there on this time.
Yeah, I think the whole team needs to really evaluate themselves when they watch game film. And again, I said this before, but it's going to have to start with the coaches, Ira. There are some play calls out there that are very suspect. Definitely not preparation for the onside kick. That was very evident. That comes on the coaches. That's on the coaches. So the coaches need to look at themselves, and then the kids need to look at themselves too. So it's a good observation on your part there, Ira. You know, they were nervous. They weren't ready to play. So they need to come better prepared They need to become expecting this and expecting the unexpected, if you will. So they need to be better prepared, better drilled, and ready for that next opponent.
Well, I'll tell you, this next opponent for American Canyon is a powerhouse. They played here at Wolf Den Stadium against Intercom last year and lost 53-0. Now they go to Sacramento and play Intercom there. And they Intercom, just a powerful football program.
Intercom up in that West Sac area, they're a tough team to beat, and they carry a lot of speed. So American Canyon, you know, they know their opponent's going to watch this film too. So, you know, they could have another onside kick thrown at them, you know.
If you were scouting this game.
Oh, man, I'd be doing it all day long. So, again, that's what I mean. They need to be better prepared, better drilled, have better practices, and you're right. They can't be nervous. They can't be nervous or anything
Wait,
like that.
Billy, don't get away from here yet. The PA announcer this year, we're really happy that Billy Gutierrez was selected as the PA announcer. He has done quite a bit for KVON when it comes to American Canyon sports, and it'll be interesting to get his thoughts on this opening game of the season.
Well, we kind of made a game of it near the end there. The turnovers, what did we have, six turnovers
yeah.
or
yeah.
six turnovers, which is, I mean, you just can't have. I mean, I don't know if you guys calculated, but the Robinson kid for Deer Valley had almost 300 yards. He had to have a bunch of yards like that. It was, you know, it was week one. They kind of got, you know, overwhelmed a little bit, but then made a great effort. Just too many turnovers and, you know, too many missed opportunities along with the onside kicks and the, you know, Deer Valley was relentless. You know, they came out and put it to us and we couldn't weather the storm. So,
Billy, I was saying that, you know, watching film, the coaches need to evaluate their coaching
Absolutely.
Mistakes tonight.
Absolutely.
And then the kids, obviously, as well. And just become, you know, they're going to have to be better prepared for next week as Intercom,
exactly.
you know, they're going up to play face Intercom
and
they were as Ira yeah. pointed out, they looked a little timid that first half,
yes.
obviously, and shell shocked and just weren't ready. So they need to come out with guns a blazing and be better prepared
right.
than they weren't tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, when they had to pass the ball, they did. They made some good plays. Play action, I thought a couple times we were calling it in there. Maybe a play action would work in there, but you know, I mean, just got a little overwhelmed and. Kind of was drowning there a little bit, but, you know, made a great effort. Some key plays there could have turned the game around.
I saw Eschenberg really grow that second
yes,
half.
Yes, he did. Yes,
you know,
he did.
Just did a great job in you know, where he's very timid and shy and,
yes.
and not like a
yes.
big deal, but just, you know, I'm not too sure what to do that first half, where he's very confident, came out, fired some nice passes.
Yes, he did.
And made some good decisions.
Yes.
Made good moves on the field. That's a very positive for the young quarterback.
Yeah, he did. He grew a lot in that second half, third quarter, and in the fourth. You know, made a good effort, and we made a little run there, but it was just a little too late. And you know that's football. Week one, week zero, right? Week zero football.
Del Rosario looked good.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, we had some. You know, the Billy Biondini kid made some good tackles downfield. He's got some speed.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of tough when your safety makes all your tackles. You
yep.
know, you got
yep.
Brandon C too many times on the tackles. Your linebacker's got to come up make tackles. But you know, you got Eddie Birdsong playing middle backer, but then running the ball all those times, and he's tired. So they got to figure some stuff out. It's a little offensive line, defensive line. I mean, they were chewing up. They got to the second level quick all night last
yeah,
night.
Their defensive ends just got sealed up
yes,
all night long.
Yes, they
yeah.
did.
They don't have to do a much better job on that defensive end side.
Good blocking downfield by the receivers
yeah.
and, you know, your
Deer Valley.
Exactly.
Yep.
So it's they got to straighten it out. They got to tighten it up because they got an Intercom team that could put up 70 on you if they want to, you know.
Yeah.
And that's that kind of, they're that kind of team.
Did Eschenberg play quarterback last year?
Eschenberg, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Eschenberg was my running back when we were with the American Canyon Patriots when he was 7-8. And then Eddie Birdsong was on our team, and then he went over to the Napa Saints. So that was his start of the Napa Saints stuff. You know, they just got to. Just got to tighten it up. I mean, it's a long season. I understand that Vintage took one on the chin by Wood, and I don't know about other scores if you've heard, but You know, you guys got to get some stuff going, you know.
Last update we had was 4 turnovers over at Vintage against Wood over there at Wilson and Vacaville, and they were down 28-7 at third.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, hey, Vine Valley is going to be tough with all these teams. You know, with them, I think Napa's going to be much improved. Vintage, then you never know what to think of Sonoma. And watch out for Justin, because I think Justin's going to, you know, has a little chip on their shoulder by being overlooked a little bit, saying they're coming into a tough league, you know. I think they might be tough on their own, you know. So.
Yeah. You don't think Marin Catholic and some of those Redwood and some of those were powerhouses from the league that they were in, the Marin County Athletic League? They were tough schools.
They're absolutely. That's always a tough group right there with the Marin Catholic groups and those guys.
They're tough, but, you know, Ira, you got that city pride now, you know, where Napa and Vintage kids are, you know, let's face it, they're telling the Justin kids, yeah, you guys play in a weak sister league and all this stuff. Billy's right. There's a little grudge. There's a little chip on the shoulder. Hey, same with American Canyon come up with Napa and Vintage. You guys play in the big league? Well, now we're going to see who's tough, you know.
Yeah, they want to play Napa, you know, so this is the first time ever chance to play in Napa. And, you know, Vintage put one on us last year, so that's that. So it's, you know, all this area, these teams are going to play each other, which, you know, they need to play each other. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Well, we'll have more fun in 2 weeks with you, Billy. We'll be back here in 2 weeks for that game.
Thanks, Ira. Okay.
Thanks, Ken.
And that's
right, going
to be against Amador Valley. And I don't know if we'll have as long a pregame show as we had tonight. We had about an hour pregame tonight, I think. The bus broke down coming in from Deer Valley. And so the game was supposed to kick off at 7 o'clock. The team wasn't even here at 7 o'clock.
Right, right. Maybe that definitely worked in Deer Valley's favor.
Well, whatever it was, congratulations to Robert Hubbard starting out his fourth season as the coach at Deer Valley and picking up a win for the Wolverines. And John Montante season gets underway with a loss, but he's got 9 more games on the schedule, and I'm sure he's going to be taking them one at a time and see if he can add on to that American Canyon total. They are now on varsity play in their 8 varsity years, 52 wins and 30 losses. So they're still way ahead of the game.
Well, you know, I think they're going to realize real quickly here that, you know what, we can't just rest on our laurels, what we did last year. Teams are going to come in here ready to play us, and we better be ready, or we're going to get skunked just like we did tonight with poor play and bad execution and bad play calling and turnovers.
Well, so it was the first game. I mean, everybody has to take a little share of that loss. So, Kent, let's quickly check our players of the game. Go with you first on Deer Valley.
Well, you know, I got to give it to the 1-2 punch, and you know, there's just no doubt about it. Joshua Scott at quarterback and Patrick Robinson at
about 300 yards
running back, and plus Ira, they played safety, they played cornerback. Yeah. I mean, they did it all for that team. And
boy,
how do you give it to one and not the other? The two of them were unbelievable. They were fun to watch.
They were, but I'll go with Scott. I thought his handling that quarterback position was just as close to perfect as you could be. He read that defense and just made the right moves, picked the right holes, and just both of them. But I'll go with Scott as he was quarterback and made a nice play on defense too.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Now, what about American Canyon?
Well, you know, it's kind of tough to pick out some players. I mean, like you said, Del Rosario ran the ball well.
Yeah.
One of the reasons he ran the ball well is because on the other side, he had Darius Thomas making key blocks for him.
I like Thomas, too, yeah.
Yeah, and of course, in the second half, I thought Vance Eschenberg was...
If he had played that same way that first half...
He grew by leaps and bounds. You know,
Gaviola, too.
Gaviola, yeah. I really want to give it to Darius Thomas. I really do, but I'm going to go with the young junior, with Eschenberg, just the way it was a night and day difference from the first half to the second half.
He's got some real potential. You could really tell.
If he doesn't realize it, I mean, I think he will, and I think he does already, but the growth that he had and the confidence that must have come into his mindset in that second half, I'm sure will carry over for the rest of the season for him, and it's only upward for him.
Yeah. Well, we have considered several, but I think I would go with Thomas. He wasn't in on many plays, but on that the pitch outs and all, he ran the play well after he got the hold of the ball.
It's a good call. It's a great selection.
Yeah. He was running back. He can play safety. He's just a pretty good player. So
yeah, he is.
Anyway, this starts the season out on the L side of the ledger. Next week against the powerhouse in the intercom for American Canyon. Our broadcast schedule will be next Friday night on KVON, Akalani's at Vintage, at Memorial Stadium in Napa on KVON, while on KVYN, we'll have Justin Siena hosting Healdsburg. See how the Braves look, they're playing Piedmont tonight.
Right.
And so that will be interesting. The Wolves trailed 22-0 at the end of the first quarter, 28-0 at halftime, and really got rolling there and played a much better game than in the second half. There was no freshman or no JV game tonight. Neither team has a freshman team, and American Canyon, they were going to have a freshman team. They do not now. Deer Valley does not have a freshman team nor a JV team, and they had about as many spectators in the crowd as they had players on the sideline.
Well, they did a superb job, Ira. Hats off to Deer Valley coming in here and just steamrolling American Canyon.
Right. Congratulations to Robert Hubbard, head coach there. And, boy, did he have the coaches with him. On you count up the coaches, counting their video technician guy, they had 11. Hey, Kent, thanks a lot. Always
Absolutely,
nice to have you at a football game. You know it so well.
It's fun to be back in the booth, Ira. It's football season. And, shout out.
Nice night for football,
it's beautiful
too.
Beautiful weather, yeah. Don't even have a sweater on at this point in time. And Angelo, thank you very much on the engineering side. Angelo Lyons, that's a shout-out from me to you, buddy.
Yeah.
Look forward to meeting you.
His first game with us as an engineer there.
Yeah,
so
terrific.
Charles Kennedy had been with us for years, eons.
That's right.
So that's pretty much our story. Our thanks to Billy Gutierrez, too, with his comments to us. And there's Kent mentioned Angelo Lyons, who was an intern with us and now is a member of the team, and there with our engineering duties for tonight. I'm Ira C. Smith, reminding you that our broadcast is sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. And tomorrow night we will be back with the Silverados. So we will have Silverado baseball back on tomorrow. And just looking at the schedule for next week, we mentioned about Vintage and Akalani's. That's Teacher Appreciation Night. We have Calistoga opening their season next week. They will be at home against South Fork. I don't know if you've heard of South Fork or not. It's in Miranda. Have you ever heard of Miranda?
No.
And then Napa plays on Saturday night against a team from Manteca East Union. St. Helena next Saturday afternoon will be at Sir Francis Drake. Well, that's our story, and it turned out on the wrong side for the host American Canyon Wolves. But a good victory for Deer Valley of Antioch. Final score from here at Wolf Den Stadium in American Canyon tonight. The Deer Valley Wolverines 36, the American Canyon Wolves 21.
This has been a KVON Sports presentation.